You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
Well, a pleasant good morning to you, wherever you may be listening, and welcome into a bright and early edition of Bay Sox Baseball. The Bowie Bay Sox are back at home, starting the first of a stretch with 12 games in 13 days as they take on top of the division Richmond Flying Squirrels, the first of a six-game set here at Prince George's Stadium. Welcome in, everybody, to DCA Imaging Systems pregame. I'm Andre Magero, getting you set for first pitch between the Bay Sox and the Flying Squirrels. An early 11.05 a.m. first pitch, but should be an exciting one between these two teams as Bowie looks to get back right after a tough road trip in Altoona this past week. We're going to hit on that a little bit more as we go on throughout this first segment here of the pregame show, but it was a tough one for Bowie. They dropped 4-5 in Altoona. Of course, they had the game rained out on Saturday, late afternoon, early evening start time. Didn't get that one in. It'll be made up back here at the end of June, if I'm not mistaken, when the two teams tango next. But regardless, Bowie trying to get back in the win column after a couple of tight contests, all things considered. There were a few lopsided ones. The Bay Sox lone win of that series was a 9-3 victory and another early morning start time against Altoona on Wednesday. And, of course, the Curve got the best of the Bay Sox on Friday after an early ambush of Cade Povich. But all things considered, very tight series. Things just didn't go Bowie's way. And they had a strong comeback in Sunday's finale of that series, but ultimately were walked off in the ninth inning. And the Bay Sox are trying to get right. Matt Sabata sits down with manager Kyle Moore and talks a little more about how Bowie can get right against Richmond upcoming here. But to set the stage for you for today, it's a pleasant day for baseball, all things considered. A little cooler than the Bay Sox inaugural homestand open up the season. Right now, looking at a temperature in the low to mid-50s. Slight breeze that has come and gone throughout the morning hours, but Not too many clouds in the sky, just a few wispy ones up top, clear blue skies, and all in all, a good day for some late morning, early afternoon baseball here between Richmond and Bowie. We'll take a look at the starting lineups first for the Bowie Bay Sox. Not too many changes, but there are some new additions, or at least one, I should say, to this Bay Sox team that we'll hit on here shortly. But Heston Kersad leads off once again. He'll be the designated hitter. Kobe Mayo, the third baseman, bats second. Then it's Cesar Prieto in the three hole playing second base. Zach Watson was one of those Bay Sox that can really walk away from that Altoona series feeling good about himself. He's back in the cleanup spot. He's made a home for himself there in recent games. John Rhodes bats fifth. Dante Williams, who had a spectacular series in the field and pretty decent series at the plate too, all things considered, bats sixth. And then it's the newcomer Anthony Servideo. Just got the call yesterday from Single A Delmarva. He'll play shortstop in bat seventh. More on him in a little bit. Jacob Teeter, the first baseman, bats eighth. And Randy Florentino, the catcher, rounds things out at ninth. And that's a Richmond lineup with some new additions for the Flying Squirrels, and we'll get a good look at some of those additions. But it's a Richmond team with a lot of AA experience as well, and the Flying Squirrels have been off to a good start, 9-6. They top the division right now. Bowie, of course, in last place at 5-9, but only 3.5 game buffer still early on in the season, and you feel this is a big series for the Bay Sox to try and get right. Take a look at the starting pitching matchup for the Flying Squirrels. Carson Seymour, the right-hander, gets a start. His fourth already of the season. Hasn't gone terribly deep into games yet for the Flying Squirrels. He's 0-1 with an ERA just over 4.5. And again, he hasn't gone very deep into games, and part of that's been a control issue. 9 walks to just 6 strikeouts. But when he's been in the zone, he's been very good. A 171 batting average against, and he has very good stuff that's played well so far in his minor league career. And he's been a very good ground ball pitcher in that span as well. One of the best ground ball pitchers, in fact, in minor league baseball last season. 2.4 ground out to fly out ratio. But his fastball, high velocity, can climb as high as 99 miles an hour. So it's going to be a challenge for Bowie if Seymour can stay in the zone. But it's also about having that plate discipline if you're the Bay Sox, who have had some offensive momentum in the early phases of this season, but have really been done in by untimely double play balls and just trying to get those runs across after they get on base. Getting on base hasn't necessarily been a huge problem for Bowie, but finding a way to execute, and they'll have an opportunity against Seymour tonight. It's Houston Roth who gets the start for the Bay Sox, as Matt mentioned on the social pregame opening. Did not pitch last week in Altoona, but he looks good to go to get some work and make a start here. So far, Roth, no record to show for his name, and an ERA of 6.75. So he'll go against the Flying Squirrels today, and Bowie be looking to get back on track with a win here this morning slash afternoon. I almost said this afternoon, but caught myself there just in the nick of time. So when we come back, Matt Sabatis will sit down with manager Kyle Moore and talk about all things Bay Sox heading into this series, a big homestand for Bowie to get back on track early on in 2023. Don't go anywhere. Listening to the DCA Imaging Systems pregame as part of Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Another patient first difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Back
Second on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, bright and early for game one of six between the Bowie Bay Sox and the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Sitting down for our weekly chat with the skipper, Kyle Moore, coming off of a five-game set in Altoona that went in a lot of different directions. And I think the final story out of it all is that, you know, the team just had to fight through a lot of adversity, both from Altoona and both from the boys in blue. It seemed a lot of that way, but there was still a lot of strong points from the offense and especially the pitching. What was your take overall on the week?
Yeah, for sure. I think we played well in some phases. You know, obviously we just need to score some more runs. I think we did pitch well. I think we've been pitching well all year, and we got to keep that, you know, continue that trend. You know, it's kind of disheartening to lose so many close games like that, but good ball clubs win them, so we got to find a way to start winning them. You know, it was a rough road trip a little bit, dealt with some adversity. It seems like something different was coming our way every day, you know, that's kind of how it goes. So it's good to be home, and hopefully we can, you know, keep the pitching where it's at and score a few more runs.
Obviously, these day games are a quick turnaround for a lot of folks, even with the off day mixed in yesterday. What are kind of your anticipations for the guys coming in fresh with the 11 o'clock first pitch?
Yeah, I think it'll be, you know, it's always kind of a crapshoot, really, frankly, between both teams. They're on the road. They come in. We're basically kind of on the road. We're dragging into. So the off day certainly helps, no question about it. But you do kind of wait to see how guys are going to respond. You know, we've taken BP this morning at 9:30 in the cage. So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully we'll be awake and wide-eyed and ready to get after them.
Yeah. A couple of roster moves ahead of this one. Gilbert Lara up to AAA, his second stint in his minor league career at AAA. So big ups for him. But then Anthony Servideo getting brought up from Delmarva. What's your anticipation of him being on the infield?
For sure. No, I mean, really excited to see Anthony here. Really excited for Lara to go to AAA and get that opportunity. Lara was a really premium defender, somebody that can really play shortstop and third base. He can really play anywhere, but he's a premium shortstop. Servideo, much the same. Guy's got a really good track record of being a really good shortstop, and we're going to play him at short and second and maybe even other places. You never know, because we really value versatility. I hope that, you know, he's ready for this Double-A challenge. It'll certainly be a challenge for him, but I'm excited to watch that unfold for him and to watch him compete.
Well, you talked about this very briefly before we started the interview, but this is a much different lineup in terms of what they're capable of from the other side of the batter's box than it was for last season. The Bay Sox only had one left-hander for most of the year. Last year, Cesar Prieto. But now we're looking at the starting lineup for Bowie today, and there's only three right-handers. The other six are batting from the left-handed side. What's that like?
It's really nice to have some lefties. I mean, I think you know, you run into an issue where you got so many lefties in your lineup, you kind of got them stacked up, so you start looking at their bullpen going, you know, what sort of inning are they gonna throw some sort of lefty at us? But I think, with that being said, I'm not huge on the big lefty lefty matchup. I mean, this is still, you know, Double-A development. But and the other thing is, it could be good for our lefties to have to face a lefty, because, you know, I just feel like this level you should always have to face a lefty if you're a lefty. You never know. And it's really kind of a luxury for a manager to have so many left-handed bats in a lineup. Really, it actually helps you in the long run, I feel like. So I like the look of it. A lot of red in that lineup card, but I like it.
Yep. One right-hander I do want to bring up, though, is Zach Watson. I talked with him earlier this past week, and he's been on just such a great contact tear. Did have a big home run, too, early on in the Altoona series. But he said he'd really worked on his mentality and his approach at the plate over the offseason, and he's really pleased with the results. Do you feel the same?
Yeah, I do. Waddy's playing great, and really happy for him. You know, he obviously didn't have the year he wanted to have last year, and he bounces back. He gets another opportunity. And he's playing great. He's running well. He's always been a plus-plus defender, which makes it super easy to put him in a lineup. But, you know, he's now swinging the bat. You know, we're giving him some big opportunity here and kind of leaning on him in a lineup that's you know, sort of scuffling a little bit right through the middle right there. And Whitey's been big for us. We need him to keep, you know, keep playing like he is.
Yeah. Looking ahead to this series, Houston Roth is starting today. There's obviously an abundance of starting pitcher potential just among the entire staff for the Bay Sox. Does that almost become a little hard to maybe work in the routine work for short inning relievers?
It does. We have an issue getting our bullpen guys in. A lot of the times, that's why you'll probably see me be more aggressive as far as taking guys in and out and using guys like we used Easton Lucas last week for just 12 short pitches, which, you know, we kind of wanted to get him back in there, but, Yeah, I mean, we have so many guys that the organization wants to get a big sample size look at for starting that sometimes those relievers don't always get the opportunity. So it comes a lot of the time first guy out of the pen, or it comes in different phases that it would normally come at throughout the game. But you know, I'm always mindful of it. I want my guys to pitch. Bullpen guys need to pitch all the time.
Again, we're here with the manager, Kyle Moore, on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Sticking on the abundance of starters, does that kind of limit them as well? Does it kind of hold them to around, at least what I've seen, is to maybe like a 75-ish pitch limit?
No, I think ultimately it's just their build up for the year. I mean, okay. You'll see them going, you know, 8,500 pitches eventually when we get there.
Yeah.
I think just for the first month of the year, which we're still in, I think it's just part of their, you know, part of their workload management issue. But you know, I do like it when starters go deep. So I think it's something in baseball that needs to be done more. And so I'm always looking for that opportunity to put him back out there in the sixth, always. So hopefully I'll get that chance.
Coming into a series with Richmond, currently leading the Southwest Division, and obviously they do have a couple of key returners from their staff. Today's starter, not one of them, though. What are kind of your expectations for the series overall with a team that you're familiar with a lot last season, and you're going to have to get familiar with a lot this season, of course?
Yeah, they're a tough club. They're always a tough club. San Francisco sends a good club all the way across the country, and they usually don't have a lot of transactions. They usually have a club that sort of stays there, there for the long run, which always makes it even tougher to play them, because once those guys get used to playing with each other, it's difficult. Yeah. So that's what we know we're up against. I mean, we played them a lot last year. I'm sure there'll be some different guys and some of the same. But we know they're a tough opponent. We know they're going to be a really good club. I still like our guys, and I think we have every opportunity to beat them. But we're going to have to play really fundamentally sound baseball, and we got to start scoring some runs.
Yeah. And, of course, wrapping it up, even though you did have to probably make sure you caught up on sleep as early as you could last night, how did you spend the off day with the girls?
Yeah, it was fun. We went to a little library around town, and just had a beautiful play date with a little learning experience.
Very
and
nice.
And then other than that, just house chores. You're coming off the road, you know, it's like, I think every piece of laundry in my house was dirty. I had to get it done. My wife is amazing at cleaning up and organizing. So we just had a house day yesterday. You know, we got to the library a little bit and then had a house day. So it was beautiful.
If it makes you feel better, I put all of that off, procrastinated it yesterday. I'm going to try and do it tonight after the game, since we got the 11:05. Skip, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Matt. Thanks.
That's Kyle Moore here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. We break now. When we return, Andre Magero takes it back. We're back after this on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Back on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame, really good sit-down between Matt Sabatis and Kyle Moore as we get set for first pitch between the Bay Sox and the Flying Squirrels, currently about just 9 minutes out from first pitch here at Prince George's Stadium. Early morning start time means a lot of kiddos in the crowd for STEM Day of the season. Multiple local elementary and middle schools will be taking part in experiments across the concourse and taking in what Many hope to be some great baseball as well between Bowie and Richmond. We're going to run you through the lineups one more time, starting with the visiting Flying Squirrels. It's Ishmael Munguia that leads it off for Richmond. He'll play right field, bat from the left side. Luis Matos hits from the right side and bats second. Then it's Patrick Bailey, the switch-hitting catcher, that hits third. Brett Auerbach hits cleanup and plays second base. Tyler Fitzgerald, the shortstop, bats fifth. Andy Thomas, the DH, bats sixth. Carter Aldretti hits seventh. Riley Mahan hits eighth and plays first base. Simon Whiteman, the left fielder, bats ninth. They go against Houston Roth for the Bay Sox. Nothing and nothing with an ERA of 6.75 and did not see action last week against Altoona, but is back on the bump. The right-hander will pitch today for Bowie. The Bay Sox lineup, Heston Kerstad, the DH, bats from the left side and leads off. Kobe Mayo, the right-hander, bats second and plays third base. Then Cesar Prieto, back from the left side, hits third and plays second. Zach Watson, Kyle Moore had a lot of good things to say about him in his hot stretch as of late. He bats cleanup and plays right field. John Rhodes, the left fielder, bats fifth. Dante Williams will start the string of four straight lefties to end the Bay Sox lineup. He plays center field and bats sixth. Then it's the newcomer, Anthony Servidio. More on him in a moment. He makes his Double-A debut today and bats seventh, playing shortstop. Jacob Teeter, the first baseman, bats eighth. And then the catcher, Randy Florentino, another newer promotion, bats ninth. And he'll go against Carson Seymour, making his fourth start in Double-A today. 0-1 with a 4.63 ERA. But the debut for Servidio is something Kyle Moore talked about in that pregame interview, and just how good of a defender Gilbert Lara was. Servidio's still trying to get it going with the bat. He's had his own injury problems since being drafted by Bowie in 2020. He's only 5-for-34 at the plate this season for Delmarva in 10 games, but I think he has time to find the bat as he continues to get healthy. If he can find that consistent defense that he showed throughout his collegiate career at Ole Miss, and so far when he's been healthy in the Orioles system, if he can fill that gap for Gilbert Lara at shortstop, certainly a big help for this Bowie team to hold serve in that regard. A couple hot Bay Sox bats to watch. Cesar Prieto hits in 12 of 14 games. He did lose his Double-A high 11-game hit streak, was just one short of his minor league high when he lost that, but then he followed it up 3-for-4 performance on Sunday. Already 4 3-hit games for Prieto this season. Leads the Eastern League, of course, in his third and all of Double-A with 23 hits, pacing the Bay Sox in many offensive categories and also leading the Orioles system in hits, and that's with Triple-A Norfolk already playing 6 additional games. And then, of course, Zach Watson, the other hot bat for that Bay Sox lineup to watch, hits in 5 straight Double-A contests for just the third time. He has multiple hits in 3 of his last 4, and again, he's in that cleanup spot, and he's begun to find a home for himself there now as Bowie has found more stability to its lineup, trying to find some answers offensively. Had the big 2-run double Sunday in Altoona, and I think Bowie hoping that he can become more of a run producer, because you have the on-base numbers of guys like Kerstad, Mayo, and Prieto. Now trying to find somebody behind them to drive them in, and specifically, just the Bay Sox hitting with runners in scoring position has been an issue. Watson's starting to turn a corner there, so we'll see what he can do today. 7 RBIs on the season so far for Watson. This will just be his 11th game in an outfield that was highly rotated in the early portions of the season for the Bay Sox. So we'll see what Bowie can get going offensively in that regard, and really see what Houston Roth has had after not seeing him in about a week's time here for the Bay Sox. Another highlight defensively has been Dante Williams in the field. We'll see what he can give. A couple of web gem plays. Saw him on SportsCenter in the top 10 with his catch for the number 2 play yesterday. We'll see if he can get going in the bat as well. Just 7-for-29 on the young season, but he's also been a good run producer. And that's the game within the game today between Bowie and Richmond. The Bay Sox are hitting just .204 with runners in scoring position. We said already in the first segment, they can get guys on base, but it's about hitting them in. That .204 mark is the second lowest in the Eastern League. And then Richmond, who paces the Eastern League in overall team average at .252, is also the best hitting team with runners in scoring position at .310. And that's been an area of struggle for this Bay Sox team as of late, as their opposing average in that circumstance has ballooned to about .250, .245 currently standing here in recent games. So they're looking to get that right. Richmond, one of the best offensive teams in the league, playing in a very hitter-friendly ballpark. So the Bay Sox will hope to neutralize those bats, get their own bats going, and snap that skid. Bowie with losses in 5 of 6, currently bottom of the Southwest Division, but only 3.5 back of first place Richmond. The conference at home plate has taken place, and the lineup cards have been exchanged. We're getting set for some early morning baseball. The Flying Squirrels and the Bay Sox coming around the corner. Matt Sabatis will have it for you when we come back here on Capital Gold, WNAV.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Today's music.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capitol Gold WNEV.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capitol Gold WNEV. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Now let's go out to the field. It's Bay Sox Baseball on Capitol Gold WNAV.
We're ready to go from Prince George's Stadium. It's game one of this six-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping by the ballpark this morning. Alongside Andre Magero, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from the ballpark in Bowie. And as Houston Roth warms on the mound for the Bay Sox, the starting lineup for the Flying Squirrels that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in right field, it's Ismael Mungaya. Luis Matos will be in center field batting second. Patrick Bailey catches and bats third. Brett Auerbach at second base cleans up. Tyler Fitzgerald is the shortstop batting fifth. Andy Thomas, the DH, bats sixth. Carter Aldretti is the third baseman batting seventh. Riley Mahan is at first base batting eighth. And Simone Whiteman is in left field batting ninth. Richmond is the AA affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. They're managed by Dennis Pelfrey, assisted by Paul Esguerra, Corey Alasic, and Lipso Nava. Squirrels are 9-6 on the season. That is the best record in the Southwest Division of the Eastern League this season. They are 5-5 over their last 10, and only 2-4 when playing on the road. The Squirrels lead the Southwest Division by just one game over the Akron Rubber Ducks, who are 8-7. Again, the Richmond lineup features Mungaya, Matos, and Bailey, Auerbach, Fitzgerald, and Thomas, Aldretti, Mahan, and Whiteman, all to face off against Houston Roth in the mound. Prince George's Stadium in Bowie, 309 feet down the line about left field and right field, 405 feet to straightaway center. Wind pushing in from center on what has been a bit of a chilly day. Breeze doesn't help with it too much, but we're set to get going with Mungaya into the box. Mungaya, 273 average, a 682 OPS in 14 games this season, left-hander. As Roth steps back, kicks high, and fires the first pitch in, it's a fastball. Called for strike on the upper inside corner. And we're underway at 11:06 p.m. on a 53-degree sunny day here in Bowie, Maryland. Next pitch in from Roth, and it's down and in, a breaking ball. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. One home run for Mungaya. He's got 8 RBIs, 9 strikeouts, 5 walks. Third base still playing in on a 1-1 pitch. And it's called a strike. Nicks the lower outside corner. 2 called strikes out of the gate early for Houston Roth. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. That'll back up the third baseman, Kobe Mayo, as the infield can play at a regular depth fairly deep. Now the 1-2 pitch. Inside, off speed from Roth. And the count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Richmond had a very hotly contested back-and-forth series with the Erie Seawolves last week down at the Diamond in Richmond. As the 2-2 pitch comes in, and it's lifted in the air, left field, relatively deep, but John Rhodes sees it. He backs up about five paces, steps in, and makes the catch. There's one away. Defensive alignment for Bowie. From left to right of the outfield, you've got John Rhodes, Dante Williams, Zach Watson. Kobe Mayo is at third. Anthony Servideo, making his Double-A debut, is at short. Cesar Prieto at second. Jacob Teeter at first. And Randy Florentino catches behind the plate for Houston Roth in the mound. Luis Matos steps into the box. 294 average and an 841 OPS for the center fielder. First pitch, and he watches fastball miss up and away. Ball one. 14 games for Matos. Four doubles, no triples, one homer, six RBI. He's got a keen eye at the plate this season. He's walked twice as often as he's struck out. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Misses up and inside. Another fastball. Two balls and no strikes. Houston Roth, 6'3", 220-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Oxford, Mississippi. Fires the 2-0 pitch, and it's an off-speed up and away. Three balls and no strikes out of the gate on Matos. Drafted out of the University of Mississippi in 2019 by the O's. His third appearance this season, his first start. 3-0 pitch. And it's a breaking ball right down Broadway. Call it for strike one. Roth on the season has gone 0-0. No decisions yet as the 3-1 pitch is swung on and missed. Nice off speed again. Kind of hit the same spot. Count runs full. Roth has a 6.75 ERA. That equates to 5 earned in 6 and 2/3 innings. 5 strikeouts, 5 walks. His first payoff pitch of the morning is in there for strike 3. Got him with a curveball, breaking on the inner half. Matos thought he might have had ball four, but instead, Roth picks up his first strikeout of the day. Two gone. Umpiring crew for today's game sees Austin Snow at third base. Ethan Gorsak is at first. And Tyler Whitty, the crew chief, is calling the balls and strikes behind home plate. Now the switch hitter, Patrick Bailey, batting left-handed. First pitch in, and he watches it miss down and in. Back-to-back first pitch balls for Houston Roth. 1-0 to start. Bailey has had a great start to the season, a 340 average, 851 OPS in 13 games, two doubles, no triples, a homer, 9 RBI, 1-0 pitch. He takes a half swing, and it's in the zone anyway, breaking ball down, and Bailey doesn't necessarily agree. He gripped the barrel of his bat, looked back, and asked the umpire, "Are you sure about that?" But then he cocked his head and kind of shook it in agreement when the umpire said yes. 1-1, called strike, similar location, one ball and two strikes. But this is the first appearance for Roth since the Bay Sox faced off against Akron during their last homestand. He did not pitch last week in Altoona. The 1-2 pitch. Check swing, called strike 3. Fastball on the upper outside corner, and Roth strikes out a pair in a perfect first inning. He needed 14 pitches to get it done, and we're on to the bottom of the first. Richmond nothing, Bay Sox set to bat. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Well, perfect first inning for Houston Roth. And as we move to the bottom of the first here at Prince George's Stadium in Bowie, Carson Seymour warms in the mound for the Richmond Flying Squirrels. The starting lineup for the Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off, it's the DH, Heston Kerstad, followed by Kobe Mayo at third base, batting second. Cesar Barreto at second base, bats third. Zach Watson in right field cleans up. John Rhodes is in left field, batting fifth. Dante Williams, center field, sixth. Anthony Servideo is at shortstop, batting seventh. Jacob Teeter at first base, eighth. And Randy Florentino is the catcher, batting ninth. Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Sherman Johnson, Forrest Herman, Tim DeJohn, Ryan Gohl, and Sam Sauer. Elise Kramer is the athletic trainer. Bowie is 5-9 on the season, a three-game losing streak. They're 3-7 over their last 10, and only 2-4 when playing at home. The Bay Sox are in last place, sixth in the Southwest Division, 3.5 games behind first-place Richmond. Again, the Bay Sox lineup features Kerstad, Mayo, Prieto, Watson, Rhodes, Williams, Servideo, Teeter, and Florentino, all to face off against Carson Seymour on the mound. 6 left-handed batters in the lineup for the Bay Sox. That's something that we did not see much of at all last year. I can almost assure you there was not a single game where the Bay Sox were able to even put 6 left-handers on the field in any capacity, whether it be on the field or in the dugout. But they've got 6 in the lineup now, and Heston Kerstad leads them off. 275 average, a 981 OPS in 13 games. First pitch in, and the lefty checks his swing. Off speed, misses just outside, and it's 1-0 to start. 2 doubles, no triples for Kerstad. 5 home runs, 7 runs batted in. Again, a chilly day here in Bowie. Wind now pushing out to left field. Next pitch, and Kerstad knuckles it foul. In on the hands and behind the plate, out of play. Count evens at a ball and a strike now. Carson Seymour making his 4th start of the season. We'll tell you more about him in a little bit. As the next pitch in is up and away once more. 2 balls and 1 strike. It was a fine series for Heston Kerstad. He eventually went 3-for-16, but did get hit by a couple of pitches, scored a couple of runs. He only struck out 3 times. Here's the 2-1 pitch. And he bounces it hard to first, running in and taking at the knee, Riley Mahon, and he'll take it to the bag himself, 3 unassisted to start the morning. Left to right in the outfield, that Richmond defense sees Simone Whiteman, Luis Matos, and Ismael Mungia. Carter Aldretti at third, Tyler Fitzgerald at short, Brett Arbach at second, Riley Mahon at first, and Patrick Bailey catches behind the plate for Carson Seymour on the mound. Kobe Mayo stepping up to the box, 245 average and 827 OPS in 14 games. 3 doubles, no triples, 3 homers, 6 RBI. First pitch, and Mayo watches off speed, miss down and inside. It's 1 ball and no strikes. Carson Seymour, 6'6", 260-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Poway, California. Kicks and fires the next, and it swung on and missed inside. 1 ball and 1 strike on Mayo here. Seymour was traded over to the San Francisco Giants organization from the Mets. That was a part of the Darren Ruff deal midway through last season. The 1-1 pitch, and Mayo watches a called strike. Slider hit the bottom half of the plate, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes here. Seymour, 3 games, all starts. He's gone 0-1 with a 4.63 ERA. That's 11 and 2-thirds innings, 6 earned runs. The next pitch, and Mayo watches inside, just a bit under the waist as well, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Biggest issue for Seymour this season has been strike zone command, 9 walks against just 5 strikeouts. First base playing in toward the grass. 2-2, and Mayo cranks it up the third base line, but it's pulling, and it's going to go foul. Yet another Mayo hot shot, but just a little too early on an off speed, and the count stays even at 2. Next pitch in from Seymour, and Mayo bounces it to third. A high chopper, and it gets past Aldretti. He read it poorly. It's going to roll into the corner, and Mayo's going to get an easy trot into second base. I'm not sure that Aldretti even got a glove on that one. It could go down as a simple two-bagger for Kobe Mayo. Took a funky hop off of first bounce, and I think that threw off Aldretti the entire way. We'll see what the official ruling is, but at the very least, Mayo is aboard, and now Cesar Prieto will bat. Mayo's got hits in back-to-back games and 6 of his last 7 already for Bowie. Left-hander Prieto with 397 average, 952 OPS. Rule it a double for Kobe Mayo. First pitch to Prieto, and it misses inside. Fourth double of the year for Mayo. And a runner in scoring position with 1 out here in the bottom of the first, a scoreless game. 952 OPS for Prieto in 14 games. As the next comes in, and he watches down and inside. Slider nearly got his back ankle. 2 balls and no strikes out of the gate. Carson Seymour has started ahead 1-0 on every batter he's faced so far, as I was mentioning that strike zone command. Next pitch in to Prieto, and he bounces it to first. It'll advance the runner as it's picked by Mahon, and he'll take an easy trot over the bag himself, 3 unassisted. 2 groundouts to first base as Mayo moves to third now, 2 away. Here's Zach Watson. Richmond in their alternate blacks this morning. They've got the stylized RVA on the front of the jersey. Richmond, Virginia, gray pants, red cap, Bay Sox in their alternate orange. Got the black block buoy lettering on the front side of the jersey. White pants and the white cap. First pitch to Zach Watson is a slider too far down and away. And the count starts out at 1-0. Four first pitch balls out of the gate for Carson Seymour. 297 average for Watson. 802 OPS in 10 games. He had a great Altoona series. Two homers, seven RBI. 1-0. And he swings and misses and a breaking ball down and away. One ball and one strike. Watson went 8 for 20 at the plate last week, drove in 5 runs, a week where Bowie didn't have much offense to be happy about. Watson at least had something, but now we've got a delay. I'm not sure if Watson feels right. Might have tweaked something on that swing. He had stepped out of the box. The umpire was asking him what's going on, and now the Bay Sox athletic trainer, Elise Kramer, is coming out, and it's his right knee. Watson's just holding the right knee. Kyle Moore is going to come down and chat with him as well. Well, the Bay Sox do not have, well, they do have Billy Cook. As I say, they don't have an outfielder. They don't have a center fielder on their bench. They could make some shifts, of course. Well, Watson is in right field today. I was thinking he was in center field. Dante Williams is in center field. Billy Cook could easily step into right field at any point if Watson had to leave early. Look, it's a morning game. Guys are rolling out of bed. It is a miracle that I'm able to even put together a coherent sentence this early in the morning and somehow broadcast the whole game. Are you kidding me? Watson seems okay. Now the 1-1 pitch is too far up and away. It's two balls and one strike. Key improvement for Watson so far this season has been a diminishment of the strikeout numbers as the 2-1 pitch is too far down and away. Three balls and one strike. The only thing you would want to see out of that is maybe an increase of walks at some point, but he's replacing the strikeouts with contact. Only 8 strikeouts in 10 games. He's still only drawn 1 walk, however. The 3-1 pitch. And make it 2 walks. Slider too far down and away. Watson picks up his 2nd of the season. Seymour walks his 10th batter of the year against just 5 strikeouts.
Batting 5th, the left fielder number 6.
So now runners at 1st and 3rd after Kobe Mayo doubled with 1 out and advanced on a ground ball. John Rhodes will bat. Catcher Patrick Bailey steps out from behind the plate and relays a couple of signs defensively. 2nd base is going to play pretty close to the bag up the middle, but on the outfield grass, well, ankles against the grass more specifically. John Rhodes hitting 182, a 598 OPS in 12 games. First pitch. And he watches a fastball called for strike in the lower outside corner. Nothing in one. Took 5 batters for Carson Seymour to fire a first pitch strike. He's at 19 pitches so far. Scoreless game, bottom one. The 0-1 offering, and Rhodes swings and misses. Slider down and away. It's nothing in two. Rhodes is still in the top 5 for runs driven in. In the Eastern League this season, but he did not drive in a single run last week until Sunday, and that came on a ground out. He went 0 for 4 on Sunday, a part of the Bay Sox 5-4 loss. 1st and 3rd, 2 away in the bottom of the 1st. Seymour sends in as the runner goes. It's down and away. Throw to 2nd is way high and saved by Brett Arbach. If Arbach had let that get by him, then Kobe Mayo would have had an easy trot home to score. But Zach Watson steals his 3rd base of the season as John Rhodes now runs to a 1-2 count on that pitch up and away. So now 2 in scoring position. Base hit could give Bowie a multi-run lead. 1-2 pitch. Down and away. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Twenty-two pitches so far for Carson Seymour in this first inning. First base playing in now that he doesn't have to hold on a runner. 2-2. Rhodes bounces it deep in the hole to short. Scooped by Fitzgerald. He throws to first and it's on target. The inning is over. The Bay Sox put 2 in scoring position, but they can't bring any home. On to the 2nd. We're scoreless. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed. Wolfman Jack! When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack? You know, hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know. So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? Our name says it all. We put the patient first in everything we do. If you're sick or hurt, we want to help you get better and feel better, too. We offer a warm smile when you walk in our doors and a warm blanket if you're cold or need a little extra comfort. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Brett Auerbach leads off for Richmond as we move into the second inning, a scoreless game. Houston Roth needed 15 pitches for a quick and easy first inning, and the first pitch here to Auerbach misses down and away, and the count starts out at 1-0. Next offering. Down and away again. The count goes to 2-0. It'll be Auerbach, Tyler Fitzgerald, and Andy Thomas. Auerbach hitting 200, a 553 OPS in 13 games. Next offering is lifted foul out of play right side. Count goes to 2-1. One homer for Auerbach, 9 runs driven in this season. He struck out 10 times, walked 5. Next, check swing. He went. Call it for strike 3. So 3 consecutive strikeouts for Houston Roth. Here's Tyler Fitzgerald. First pitch is called a strike. And the next is down and away. 1 ball and 1 strike. Next is down and away again, 2-1 on Fitzgerald, who's hitting 286 and 855 OPS in 14 games. 2-1 is called a strike on the outside edge again, 2-2. Next offering, called strike 3, breaking ball down and away. How about Houston Roth so far? And his called strikes, Andre, he's been nailing the edges of the zone, hasn't been afraid of it either. He's not nibbling on the edges, but he's been just smacking them in the right spot. You know what I'm saying?
Precisely. He's been attacking with a lot of confidence, too. I don't know if that's from the layoff, but fastball, off speed, it's all working. And you're right, he's painting the corners, specifically outside to these batters.
So here's Andy Thomas. First pitch misses down and away for a ball. It's 1-0 to start. But it has been a first-pitch ball to all three batters he's faced now in this half inning. As Roth quickly kicks and fires the next, Thomas watches it miss low. 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas a 114 average, a 511 OPS in 12 games. 2 doubles, no triples. No homers, 4 RBI. 2-0. Called a strike. Fastball hits the top of the plate. It's 2-1. Next offering, lifted in the air, foul, out of play, right side. Next pitch misses down and away, and it's 3-1. This is just the second three-ball count that Roth has dealt. He struck out Luis Matos on a full count back in the first. Scoreless game, top of the second. 3-2. In there, strike three. Punched it on the outside half again, and Roth strikes out the side in the second. He set down the last five by way of the K. We're on to the bottom of the frame here in Bowie. Scoreless, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When workdays are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
All week you've been hard at work. And finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold.
Ready, set, go, man, go!
Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Dante Williams opening it up for the Bay Sox here in the bottom of the second inning, a scoreless game. Matt Sabatis and Andre Magero with you as the first pitch comes in from Carson Seymour. It's a check swing, misses up and away, and it's 1-0 to start. Great graphic on the video board right there. Here's the next, and it's grounded over to the right side. Picked up by Arbach, sent over to first. And it's in time, 4-3 put out. Lots of ground outs so far for Carson Seymour.
Batting seventh, the shortstop number 20, Anthony Servideo.
First pitch to Anthony Servideo is called a strike in the lower inside corner. It's nothing and one. Servideo making his double-A debut right now as the 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed high. Nothing and two. Servideo came up from single-A Delmarva, replacing Gilbert Lara, who had been promoted to triple-A. Servideo hit 147 with a 648 OPS in 10 games with the Shorebirds. 0-2, and he watches called strike three outside. Well, it looks like we're going to be getting a wide zone on the outside half, especially to the left-handers. It's been paying off for Houston Roth. Two of his three called strike threes have been to left-handers, and Servideo gets rung up on a called strike three there for Carson Seymour's first. Here's Jacob Teeter, first pitch. Slider misses down and inside, and it's 1-0 to start. 0.83 average for Teeter so far this season, a 350 OPS, but just in nine games. Plenty of time to grow as the infield shades on the pull side for the lefty. Next pitch misses up and away. Two balls and no strikes from Seymour. Again, 11 and two-thirds innings for Seymour. He's not made it past the fourth in any of his starts yet this season. He's gotten to the fourth twice. Finished it twice, I should say, as the 2-0 is lifted in the air up the third baseline, but tailing out of play and touching down just behind the Richmond bullpen. It's 2-1. The 2-1. Lifted in the air again. This one more fair, but shallow in left. It's falling, and it's down. A Texas League single for Jacob Teeter. You've got that trio of converging fielders. The one in left, Simone Whiteman, then the shortstop and the third baseman, Fitzgerald and Aldretti, respectively. As Teeter picks up his third hit of the season. He's got hits in two of his last three games now. Two-out base runner for the Bay Sox. Here's Randy Florentino. First pitch. Left-hander watches a called strike in the lower inside corner, and it's nothing and one to start. Florentino in his fourth game, third start. 1-for-5 so far with the Bay Sox. One double. No other extra base hits. No RBI. 0-1. And he watches fastball miss high. It's one ball and one strike. Again, a scoreless game here in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the 1-1. And it's swung on and tipped foul. It hits off of the catcher and falls to the ground. One ball and two strikes. Runner at first, two away. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball way outside. Patrick Bailey had to jump up and get into the other batter's box to keep it from getting by. Two balls and two strikes now. Here's the next. Florentino cracks it, a slow floater into shallow center. Matos running, and he reaches down just below the waist to make the catch. The inning is over. The Bay Sox get a two-out single, but don't do anything with it. We're on to the third, a scoreless game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Ink is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Ink can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Ink. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Ink, your lawn and pest team.
Are you a sailor, power boater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
At Luminous Health, we're covering all the bases when it comes to scheduling your healthcare appointments. Services like primary care, orthopedics, physical therapy, and imaging are available to book online from your phone, tablet, or computer. We'll help you find an appointment at a location and time that works for you, because at Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Visit luminoushealth.org, that's LUMINIS health.org, to schedule today.
Your exclusive home for Bay Sox baseball is Capital Gold WNAV.
All right, we're on to the third inning here in Bowie, a scoreless contest. Carter Aldretti will lead off. It's great so far for Houston Roth. He struck out all but one batter he's faced. Six up, six down. First pitch, and Aldretti watches a called strike on a slider outside. It's nothing and one to start. 7, 8, and 9 in the Richmond lineup, starting with Aldretti, then Riley Mahon and Simone Whiteman. As the next pitch is a check swing, and they'll appeal to the first base umpire, who says he went. That seemed to be the pretty obvious call. Quickly, nothing and two. Aldretti, a .271 average, a .795 OPS in 14 games. As the 0-2 pitch is fouled off, back to the netting. Count stays. Two doubles, no triples for Aldretti. Two homers, 10 runs batted in. As the 0-2 pitch is grounded to third, but foul. So the count stays still. 33 pitches, make that 34 for Houston Roth so far. It's been not hovering. He hit exactly 15 in the first and then 15 in the second. 0-2. Lifted foul again, right side out of play. This is already stretching into one of the longer plate appearances that Roth is having to deal with. We'll see what comes of it. Another 0-2. Grounded up the middle, a massive gap up the hole, and it's into center field for a base hit. Boy, they really were anticipating a big pull from Carter Aldretti. They had Anthony Servito shifted nearly toward a traditional third base position. And that burned them. Had he been playing straight up, would have been an easy 6-3 ground out. But instead, it's Richmond's first base runner, their first hit. And a leadoff single gets their first opportunity of the day. Riley Mahon steps up, left-hander. First pitch, he tries to lay down a bunt, but it goes foul. Too far over to the left side, and it's nothing and one to start. 200 average for Mahon, a 751 OPS, and that was a good attempt. Third base didn't expect it, and he goes back to his regular position anyway, Kobe Mayo. 0-1, and this time it's a swing away, and it's pulled foul. Already nothing and two. Next pitch home, and Mahon reaches for it, pokes it, holding the second, a chance for two. Prieto spins, fires to Cerevito, back to first base, but it's just late. Slow enough that it wasn't going to beat out Mahon. He was able to basically follow the speed of the ball up the base paths, but the fielder's choice does eliminate the lead runner. It goes 4-6. And with one away, here's Simone Whiteman. First pitch, right-hander, lifts it in the air, deep left center field, Rhodes curling on it, and now moving a bit parallel. Goes to his left and makes the catch, two gone. That's a good get-back pitch from Houston Roth. You get a quick out of it. Don't have to worry too much about the earlier lengthy battle with Carter Aldretti that did eventually end up lasting six pitches. And it goes back to the top of the lineup for Munguia. So one base runner through 2 2/3 so far from Houston Roth. As Munguia digs in, he flew out to left field back in the first inning. Runner at first goes, breaking ball, swung on and missed. But it fell off of Randy Florentino's glove, and he couldn't, of course, catch it. So that means Munguia, while he falls behind, nothing in one. Riley Mahon picks up his first stolen base of the season. And Richmond gets their first runner into scoring position. Wynn pushing out to center, the 0-1 pitch bounces in. One ball and one strike. Here's the next. And it's another breaking ball down. Roth keeps trying to hit these pitches low, see if he can get Munguia to chase. First one obviously worked, but it was still so low that they couldn't do anything about the stolen base attempt. And Munguia doesn't seem interested in taking either of the next two. Now you almost have to serve him up something. As the 2-1 is too far outside. Tried to get back to some of those outside pitches to left-handers that had been called for strikes a handful of times already today. Even to the ire of Richmond batters, but didn't take. Three balls and one strike. Runner at second. Two away here in a scoreless top of the third. Roth looks back second base, not being held on. The 3-1 is popped up. Third base side. Rhodes is going to have to run down to it. Against the foul line, he makes the catch in fair territory. Leadoff single, left stranded, and we're on to the bottom of the third. Scoreless and Bowie. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4377.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Well, don't forget about the upcoming Glow in the Park, one of the most fun events that the Bay Sox have put on in recent memory, making a return to Prince George's Stadium. That's April 28th. Free glow item giveaways to the first 750 fans to go with a post-game light show. Heston Kerstad leads off the bottom of the third for Bowie, a scoreless game, and the first pitch to him is a swing and a miss. He tried to hold it up, but couldn't. On a slider down and inside, it's nothing and one. Carson Seymour, now 38 pitches deep into his day, fires the next, and Kerstad fouls it off over to the netting left side, nothing and two. Bay Sox had two runners on, two in scoring position, as a matter of fact, in the first, but it came with two outs, and they stranded them. Kerstad grounded out to first in the first. Here's the next. Breaking ball way outside, one ball and two strikes. A 1-2. Kerstad watches up and away. Two balls and two strikes. After him, it'll be Kobe Mayo and Cesar Prieto. Top three in the lineup for the Bay Sox. As they've got a pull shade on for Kerstad. 2-2. And he bounces it off the catcher's mitt. Got just a little bit of peace, but Bailey had closed the glove too quickly to catch it. So we've got another 2-2 incoming. On its way. Kerstad again just nicks it. Just a splinter of lumber on the ball to roll it over to the warning track next to Kobe Mayo in the on-deck circle. Another 2-2. And it's inside, nearly clipped Kerstad. He was able to peel out of the way of it. Count fills. Kerstad on the season, 0-for-4 on full counts. Split down the middle across the 8 that he's seen. 4 strikeouts, 4 walks. Carson Seymour has opponents 0-for-5 on full counts as well. 3-2. Misses just down. Looked close. But Kerstad draws the walk, and that's been another issue of Seymour's, is that while opponents are 0-for-5 on full counts, all 5 at-bats have been on contact. He hasn't struck anyone out, and that is now the 10th walk he has allowed on a full count this season. Second walk overall for him today, and the Bay Sox get the first batter of the inning on base for the first time today. Here's Kobe Mayo, first pitch. Breaking ball down and away. Called for a strike, and it's nothing and one to start. Mayo doubled just underneath the third baseman's glove back in the first inning. He got to third and was left there. 0-1 pitch. And Mayo bounces it to short. The Bay Sox have been having trouble here. Fitzgerald to Arbach and back to Mahon. A double play. Bowie hit into 10 double plays last week in Altoona. Took away so many of their offensive opportunities. And Kobe Mayo hits into his 4th already this season, taking away that leadoff base runner. So now 2 away. Here's Cesar Prieto. First pitch to the lefty, and he smokes it in the air to shallow center, down for a base hit. That's where that double play really stings you, as Prieto extends his hit streak to 2 consecutive games and 13 of his last 14. Two-out single as a runner aboard for Zach Watson, who walked back in the first inning. Again, a scoreless game here in the bottom of the third inning. Here's a pickoff throw to first. A little too high, no tag. Brieto did not slide back in, he just trotted in. So we wait on that first pitch to Watson. Here it comes, and Watson watches a nice slider called for strike on the upper inside corner. It's nothing and one. Prieto is 2-for-1 or 2-for-3 in stolen base attempts this season. And they've got Prieto picked. Secondary lead, he got thrown out. Mahan throws it to the second baseman, but Arbach dropped the ball, and Prieto is safe at second base. So it will be a pickoff. Pickoff goes 1-3, and most certainly that would be a missed catch error by Arbach. That allowed Prieto to stay safely at second. Well, it might not be an error specifically, but Prieto was picked off. He just didn't actually get put out. But now it's Zach Watson with a chance. Runner at second, the 0-1 pitch, and he reaches for it, lifts it in the air to deep right. Mangia is running back, and it's over his head. He misjudged the ball. Prieto's around third, and he's home to score. RBI double for Zach Watson, and the Bay Sox lead 1-0 in the third. Not much wind at that point from Watson, but he was still able to get a good charge on it. I'm not sure where Mangia was looking. It initially jogged in, and then suddenly curled it right back around, went to the wall, and watched it bounce over his head on the warning track. Second double of the season for Watson, already his eighth RBI after such a successful Altoona series. And he replaces Prieto at second for John Rhodes to bat. First pitch, Rhodes watches down and away, and it's 1-0 to start. Richmond is going to get a right-hander up and tossing in the bullpen, but we can't tell you who it is because he's wearing a hoodie. I'm not that good at recognizing faces, especially from a team that I'm seeing for the first time this season. You can't blame me. Especially from a team that I'm seeing for the first time this season that has his back turned to me as well. Here's the next pitch. Slider called for strike in the lower outside corner. It's 1-1. Rhodes grounded out to the shortstop back in the first inning. You cold? Oh, my gosh. Andre looks like he's shivering. Poor baby. 1-1. Down and away. You were not in Binghamton, New York in 2022 when a nice Sunday afternoon game had a snow flurry. Not an enjoyable experience. The 2-1 pitch. Rhodes watches down and away. Another slider. And it's three balls and one strike. And at the very least, the new booth that's been constructed here at Prince George's Stadium, it at least insulates us a lot more than what it used to be. My body heat isn't helping you out here, Andre. I'm kidding. Here's the 3-1. Called a strike, upper inside corner. Rhodes was ready to drop the bat, but he realized when it came across, oh, maybe I should wait. Think it might get called, and it was, so the count fills. Rhodes is 0-for-3 on full counts, one strikeout, one walk this season. Runner at second, two away, the payoff pitch. And Rhodes smokes it up the middle. It's down for a base hit. Let's see. Watson's got wheels. He's around third. Scooped by Matos. Sent home, but it's up the line. And Watson scores. It's 2-0 Bowie. Rhodes cruises into second base after watching the throw go a little bit wide. An RBI single for Rhodes, his 12th ribby of the season. And he's at second base now to replace Watson.
The center fielder, number 15.
Dante Williams in. Paul Esguerra, the pitching coach, is going to come out and chat. And now we can tell you the name of the reliever warming up. Will Jensen has taken his hoodie off, and he's throwing on the bullpen mound. Oh, an unscheduled flyover. Naval Academy helicopter coming right over top of the ballpark just now. And it almost seems fitting that they brought on the Mission Impossible theme as well to go with it. I mean, if Tom Cruise comes jumping out of that, I'll eat a shoe if that happens. All right, meeting over with Paul Esguerra. I know they had a that can't top what happened in AA Pensacola the other day. That's the Marlins affiliate. That area is much more famous, I think, for a local Air Force base. The Blue Angels did an unscheduled flyover of that stadium. That's a little bit better than a helicopter. But even though that was nice. Here's Dante Williams, a ground out to second. First pitch. And it gets up and over the head of Patrick Bailey, back to the screen, off of the tip of his mitt. Williams starts ahead 1-0, and Rhodes moves to third on the wild pitch. Things not going too well for Carson Seymour now here in the third. Started with a walk of Heston Kerstad. Gobi Mayo grounded into a double play, and it looked like the Bay Sox might be in a quick frame. But Cesar Prieto singled. He's not one to balk at any issue. Zach Watson doubled to deep right field. John Rhodes singled to drive in Watson. And now 1-0 pitch to Williams is called a strike. Fastball nails the upper outside corner. It's 1-1. As mentioned, a ground out to second for Williams. Came back in the second inning as the 1-1 offering is up and away. Fastball, and the count goes to 2-1. But Seymour is at 58 pitches. Make it 59. 33 of them have gone for strikes. The 2-1 pitch, and Williams flinches at a fastball called for strike just around the letters. 2-2. And as I mentioned, the first-pitch balls have really been one of the key issues for Seymour. He had thrown a first-pitch ball to each of the first four batters he saw. He's done it to over half of the batters he's seen so far today. He's seen 15 total. Runner at third, two outs, the 2-2. Williams bounces it foul. Hits off of the railing of the Bay Sox dugout. Rolls over toward the Bowie bullpen. Count stays at 2-2. If Seymour does not retire Williams here, then his... It's still morning. His morning is probably done. I had to check the time. Another 2-2. Williams swings and misses. Curveball down, and the inning is over. Bowie strands a runner at third, but they do bring home two. RBIs by Watson and Rhodes. And as we move to the fourth, it's Bay Sox 2, Richmond nothing. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Top of the fourth inning here from Prince George's Stadium. 2-0 Bay Sox. They take the lead in the last half inning as the first pitch is swung on and fouled back from Luis Matos. 0-1 count to him. Houston Ross still on the mound for the Bay Sox as they look to sit out and protect this early lead. Two runs in the last half frame for Bowie. They've now scored first in 13 of 15 so far this season. As the next pitch from Roth, a big, slow breaking ball. It's taken just below the knees, and the count's even at a ball and a strike. 0-1 tonight, Matos. He was the first of five consecutive strikeouts for Roth across the first two frames. He doesn't have one since then as the next pitch is swung on and missed. It's another big curveball from Roth, who's ahead now 1-2. He's really righted the ship so far in this outing. Five earned runs in his first 6 2/3 of the season on eight hits, but He has been sharp, just one hit through his first three innings and a consistent 45 pitches entering this frame. The 1-2. Just off the outside edge of the plate. Tried to get a chase on some off speed. And the count's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matos awaits a 2-2. Swung on, chopped foul right side. It'll head towards the Bay Sox dugout. Count stays to Matos. 2 runs on 5 hits for the Bay Sox. And again, no runs on 1 hit for Richmond. The next 2-2 from Roth. Matos will take low on the off speed as it bounces in just in front of Florentino, and the count's now gone full. A couple of full counts today for Roth. He's gotten strikeouts on both of them. One of those was DeMato's first time, the 3-2. Swung on, elevated right side. It's looping out of play, and it'll head towards the seats onto the hill just behind the Bay Sox bullpen. Battle here from Matos, second time through for the Flying Squirrels. Roth, the right-hander, ready. The next payoff. Swung on, grounded foul, third base side, sharply past Kobe Mayo, who was playing up the line. Still action in that Richmond bullpen. The same man throwing as the last half inning for the Flying Squirrels. Will Jensen, the right-hander, still getting loose. And we'll see what the rest of this morning, afternoon, it's still morning, it's 11:57, as in store for Carson Seymour as he worked in some trouble that last half frame. 3-2 pitch. Swung on, chopped foul again, this time to the right side on an elevated fastball. Tough battle for Matos. This is going to be the 9th pitch of the at-bat. A plate appearance, I should say, to lead off this top of the 4th. Roth set. The next 3-2. Swung on. Popped foul again. Wow, that was close to the booth. Just out to the right-hand side. I was ready. It was about maybe 2 feet away from where Matsubatis would be sitting right now if he had not taken a step out a little while ago. So maybe well-timed on his end. Next 3-2. Swung on. Popped foul again. This one's a little further over to the right-hand side. And the clamoring of many young fans here on STEM Day, plenty of elementary schoolers and middle schoolers in the crowd as they go searching for souvenirs just below us. So now the 12th pitch of the plate appearance. Another 3-2 is taken low for ball 4. Roth just couldn't spin in the off-speed as it bounced in, and Matos, an impressive battle to lead off the frame. It's the first walk for Houston Roth. In the second straight inning with a leadoff base runner for the Flying Squirrels. That'll bring up Patrick Bailey. Switch hitting catcher, bats from the left side. Went down looking in the first. First pitch from Roth. Swung on, cranked foul right side. Hooking sharply past the first baseman, Jacob Teeter, holding on the runner over at first. 0-1 here to Bailey. Really good start to the season for the switch hitting catcher. 340 average coming into today as it's in 9 of his 13 games. And the next pitch is scalded towards center field. Williams broke in, then stopped, and backpedals just off to his left-hand side. Makes the catch about 4 steps in front of the warning track. Sharply hit from Bailey, but he flies out for the first out at the top of the 4th. And Houston Roth trying to settle in here, second time through the order. It's the cleanup man, Brett Auerbach. Went down swinging back in the second inning. Righty on righty matchup. Roth set, first pitch, nearly hits him. Fastball ran inside, and Auerbach tucked in his elbow closest to the pitcher, his left elbow, towards those black alternate jerseys the Flying Squirrels are sporting today. It's 1-0. Mayo in at the cutout at third. Next pitch on the way. Swung on, chopped foul. It's off the catcher, Florentino. Hit him right in the left shoulder. Just beyond the area where his chest protector reaches. So he's doing a couple windmills right now behind home plate. And home plate umpire Tyler Whitty is going to walk out a fresh baseball to Houston Roth while Florentino gets set. He's none worse for the wear. Athletic trainer will stay in the Bay Sox dugout. Florentino looks good to go as he stares back down. At the card on his left wrist. There's a pitcher up in the Bay Sox bullpen. They're just throwing one of those plyometric balls against the padding, and they've now gone back in towards the cutout of that bullpen. So Ross still set at the belt. Infield a double play. Depth of 1-1. Breaking ball taken low and away. 2-0 to Auerbach. Well, this was an expected adjustment from this Flying Squirrels team. They've very disciplined team. They have the highest average in the Eastern League, but also a lot of good on-base numbers. And they're making the adjustment to Roth, who's attacked that outside corner second time through. The 2-1, chop to third. High hop for Mayo. Goes to second for one. The turn from Prieto to first. In time, double play. 5-4-3 for Bowie, their first double play of the evening. Leadoff walk race, still 2-0 Bay Sox. We head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Rams Head on stage. Live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Richmond's main move to the bullpen as we head to the bottom half of the fourth inning here from Prince George's Stadium. 2-0 Bay Sox as they lead the Richmond Flying Squirrels. It's Will Jensen, tall, lanky right-hander in for the Flying Squirrels. He's 1-0 so far this season, a 3.68 ERA. He's allowed 3 earned runs across 7 1/3. And he's set to face the bottom third of the Bay Sox lineup here in the fourth. From the left side is the shortstop, Anthony Servidio. And he ducks his legs out of the way of an inside fastball to start him out. A ball with no strikes. Final line on Carson Seymour in a moment, but fails to reach the fourth inning once again. Another shorter outing for the Richmond starter as Servidio swings through an outside offering to even the count at a ball and a strike. Servidio went down looking on strikes, a three-pitch strikeout for his first double-A plate appearance. The 1-1 pitch. Jensen misses outside with a fastball, 2-1. Final line on Carson Seymour, 3 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. He pitched to a lot of contact, but he pitched a lot of deep counts, and that ultimately did him in. 62 pitches through those 3 frames. The 1-1 pitch, a check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, says third base umpire Austin Snow. It was an elevated fastball. Video board says 3-1, but it looked like a fist was applied there from Austin Snow. We'll have a 2-2 count up here. Next pitch, check swing again. This time, no appeal necessary, and the count's gone full to Servidio. Servidio struggled to get the bat going for a single A this season in 10 games, just 5-for-34, but his on-base percentage was approaching 400 before he got the call-up yesterday to Bowie. Payoff on the way from Jensen, check swing, and he went around for a called strike 3. Second time, Servidio has gone down looking. Actually, he went around on that time. My mistake. So he goes down swinging, but the call was made by Tyler Whitty at home plate. It's the third strikeout for Richmond pitching, the first for Jensen in his introductory batter. One down, base is empty for Jacob Teeter. Left-handed hitting first baseman, his third double-A hit his first time up. A bloop single down the left field line as he takes a fastball away, 1-0. Been waiting for Teeter to get going. Got hits in 2 of 3 now as the 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball low and away, ducked underneath the bat path, and the count goes to 1-1. One one pitch, hit off the end of the bat foul towards the Bay Sox on deck circle out to the right side. It's quickly 1-2 to Teeter. You've been waiting for Teeter to get going. It's still very early in his double-A tenure. This is just his 10th game, as Heston Kersad, Kobe Mayo have also been getting reps at first base. Teeter calls for time before the 1-2's on the way. But he started to point things in the right direction. Again, was very injury-plagued last season at High A Aberdeen. Only played 12 games after the month of May. The 1-2 pitch, called strike three. Beautiful changeup on the outside corner, froze Teeter. It's back-to-back strikeouts for Will Jensen, and there's two down in the bottom of the fourth. Brings up the nine-hole man, catcher Randy Florentino. Flew out to center field his first time up, and the first pitch to him bounced up the middle. Well-positioned was the shortstop, Fitzgerald. He was just a step to the left of the second base bag, so all it took was one shuffle. He fields and throws the first in time to retire Florentino in the side. A 1-2-3 frame from Will Jensen, still 2-0 Bay Sox. As we head to the fifth, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. It starts on Friday the 28th with our glow-in-the-park glow stick giveaway. Then on Saturday, it's Unicorn and Dragons Night. The first 500 kids through the gates get unicorn and dragon horns, plus post-game fireworks. And then on Sunday, it's a pre-game Meet the Team autograph session. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your nine-inning vacation.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Another patient-first difference? Prescriptions on site. Patient First carries prescription medications for most urgent care conditions, so you can walk out with your prescription in hand, head home, and start feeling better sooner. It's yet another way we offer convenient care that fits your busy schedule. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Bay Sox make a pitching change as we head on our merry way here for Prince George's Stadium. Top of the fifth inning, it's Chase McDermott, the right-hander on the mound. He's worked in and out of the front end and the back end of tandems for a Bay Sox team that has a lot of starting pitching depth. But he's set to go here for Bowie. He started the first game in Altoona last week back on April the 18th. Went 4 1/3, allowed an earned run on just two hits. That was his first run allowed of the season. He's been stellar so far for Bowie. In the first pitch, he blows a fastball right past Tyler Fitzgerald, who swings through it for strike one. Final line on Euston Roth in a moment, but a very good comeback outing for him as McDermott's off-speed offering, just low and away. And the count goes to 1-1 here to Fitzgerald. So for one with a strikeout, batting from the right side, the 1-1 pitch from McDermott. Swung on, tapped up the first baseline. It's a fair ball. Teeter was playing off the line, and that rolls all the way into the corner. Karam's off the wall away from Watson. Fitzgerald rounds second, heading for third. The relay throw comes in. Prieto's throw to third is late up the line, and a head-first slide from Tyler Fitzgerald. He's into third with a lead-off triple here in the fifth.
The designated hitter, number 8, Andy Thomas.
It's already the third triple of the season for Tyler Fitzgerald. And a bouncing ball that Bowie benefited from one down the third baseline in the first inning. And Jacob Teeter just playing off the line against the right-handed hitter, perfectly placed. And then that carom in the corner here at Prince George's Stadium did Zach Watson in. So he's at third with nobody out. First pitch to Andy Thomas off the plate, 1-0. Thomas is a strikeout victim his first time up. Bowie will play the infield back, protecting a two-run lead. And the next pitch from McDermott off speed breaks right at the letters for a called strike. 1-1, the count to Thomas. Just 4-for-36 on the young season, batting from the left side. The pitch, fastball up and away. Florentino to reach out to his left-hand side into the right-handed batter's box to snare that one. 2-1. Well, for McDermott, it's going to play. He's got a high 90s fastball in addition to some very plus off-speed. Sharp breaking ball. We'll throw one in there for a called strike. 2-2. 13 1/3 for McDermott this season. Two runs, one of which has been earned. 7 walks, 17 strikeouts. Opponents are only hitting 109 against him. It's been the biggest change for Chase McDermott's second stint with the Bay Sox after coming over last year. 2-2 pitch. Fastball just north of the letters, and the count rides full to Thomas. He's limited the walks. We'll see what he does here in a full count. Thomas, sixth in the Eastern League with 12-3 passes. 3-2, up and away. Easy take for ball four. The fastball has been a little inconsistent so far for Chase McDermott, albeit only two hitters. And he loses Thomas there. First to have reached in the inning for Richmond. And there's runners at the corners with nobody out for Carter Aldretti. Aldretti had the only Flying Squirrels hit before this inning. He singled off Houston Roth back in the second. First pitch. It's taken for a called strike on the inner third. Well, speed delivery gets McDermott ahead 0-1. Final line on Roth. 4 innings, 1 hit, no runs across, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. Did it all in 63 pitches. Really big bounce back outing for him. 0-1. Swung on Sky. Right side, Teeter, the first baseman, started in. Now he drifts back into shallow right. Prieto's calling him off as he goes up the line, makes the catch in shallow right field. Quickly pirouettes around, keeps the runners at bay. And a big first out for Bowie here in the fifth.
The first baseman, number 16, Riley Mahan.
There is a little bit of cloud cover now at Prince George's Stadium as we settled into the middle innings. It was bright blue skies heading into this one, but that sun can still play tricks. It's almost directly overhead here at the 12 o'clock hour. And Prieto leaving nothing to chance there for Jacob Teeter, who had to backpedal up the line. So runners at the corners, one out for Riley Mahan. First pitch from McDermott. Fastball taken low. 1 ball and no strikes. Mahan reached on a fielder's choice. Hit the ball on the ground to second. It's the last time up. Bay Sox would take that right now from the left-handed bat. Try to get a double play ball. 1-0. Swung on, tap to second. Prieto charges. Pirouettes, throws to short. Relay to first is high. Teeter took his foot off the bag. Not in time. Should correct myself. The throw beat the runner, but it was just a little high, and Teeter had to take his right foot off the bag. So no inning-ending double play. Fitzgerald, who was off with contact, scores, and it's a 2-1 ball game. That's tough for Bowie. It was a tailor-made double play ball, but in his first double-A game, Anthony Servideo just sailed the throw a little bit. So Mahan on first. The first pitch to Simon Whiteman is swung on and missed for a strike. See how that score? There's no error right now on the scoreboard, or the video board, I should say, for the Bay Sox. They could say he beat it out, but first base umpire made a pretty clear distinction, Ethan Gorsak, that Teeter was off the bag. 0-1. That's taken low. The count's even. So 4-6 on the put out to erase Thomas, and Fitzgerald scores to make it a 2-1 game. Next pitch from McDermott. Whiteman shows bunt, pulls back. It's a fastball at the knees, a called strike. 1-2. So leadoff triple comes around to score for Richmond as McDermott will spin, throw back to first to check on the runner, but Mahan's back safely. He did steal a base his first time on the base paths, Mahan. That was his first attempt of the season, though. Not necessarily the most active of base runners. But with 2 outs, 2 strikes, we'll see if he's on the move. The pitch. And a slider low, and the count's 2-2 to Whiteman. Good block from Florentino to keep that runner out of scoring position. Infield playing Whiteman slightly to pull. The next pitch blooped over the head of the shortstop Servideo into left center field for a base hit. Williams gets to it quickly, but a good turn. Aggressive base running from Mahan. He'll get the third on the play. Second hit of the inning for the Flying Squirrels. They've got runners at the corners with 2 outs.
The right fielder, number 28, Ishmael Munguia.
And Whiteman does well to pick up a 2-strike knock and a little floater into shallow left center. And now all of a sudden, the lineup turns over for Ishmael Munguia. It's a chance for Richmond to tie the game. Florentino is out there for a mound visit to encourage his right-hander, Chase McDermott. Quick mound visit. Florentino is coming back behind home plate now. Munguia's hit the ball in the air twice the other way to left field. It was a sharper fly out to lead off the ball game, and then a more of a looping fly ball up the left field line that John Rhodes corralled in the third. Eight RBIs on the season from Munguia. Runners at the corners, two outs, 2-1 buoy. The Bay Sox clinging to a lead. First pitch from McDermott, fastball. Pops in on the inner third for a called strike. 0-1 to Munguia. And Richmond entered today leading the Eastern League in average with runners in scoring position. They hit over 300 as a squad. McDermott's got to bear down here, and he misses low and away with a breaking ball to make it a 1-1 count. One already across in the inning off a leadoff triple and then an unsuccessfully turned double play from Bowie that could have gotten him out of the jam. The 1-1's fouled off the mitt of Florentino. Bounds out to the left side. It's 1-2 to Munguia. McDermott fiddles with the ball behind his back. Now comes to rest in his glove as he's set at the belt. He'll spin and throw back to first. Jeter picks it on the short hop, applies the tag, but it's late. That was a big pick from Jacob Jeter with that runner over at third base. It was a little of a low delivery from McDermott, but doesn't hurt the Bay Sox. Now McDermott's ready. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and fouled away. Looping breaking ball that was coming inside on the hands of Munguia, the left-handed hitter. But he just got a piece of it with the handle of the bat and skewed it foul to the right side. Count stays. 1-2. McDermott ready, pitch on the way. Another breaking ball, tapped foul, elevated to the left side towards the Richmond bullpen. McDermott went back outside, up and away from the hitter Munguia, who just got a piece of it with the end of the mat to stay alive. Still 1-2, two outs, the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Florentino tags Munguia to finish the strikeout, and Chase McDermott strands two flying squirrels on the corners. Richmond gets one. Bay Sox still lead 2-1 as we head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time rock and roll.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Back at Prince George's Stadium, now 2-1 game. Bowie leading the Flying Squirrels here for this first of a six-game set. Early morning start time. Happy you could join us here for Bowie Bay Sox baseball. First pitch to Heston Kerstad. It's a called strike on the inner third, 0-1. Kerstad's 0-1 today, but he did walk back in the third inning. Will Jensen's back out there after retiring the side in order on just 11 pitches in the bottom half of the fourth. Kerstad takes low and inside. The count's 1-1. It's a decent series for Kerstad. He still has 5 home runs. He's still towards the top of the Eastern League in all of Double-A as the next pitch is swung on and missed. Fastball beat him to a spot high in the zone, and the count's 1-2. But it was hard to follow up a 4-home-run series here at Prince George's Stadium. 1-2 pitch. Swung on, popped up left side. It'll reach the seats and out of play. But Kerstad, despite only having three hits, was still getting on base at a good clip, scoring runs for the Bay Sox. Hit a lot to center field. 1-2 pitch. Swung on, fouled straight back off the netting. Kerstad a lot of two-strike fight here. But the gaps in Altoona play much bigger than Prince George's Stadium. And Kerstad, typically, and this season's been no exception, a gap-to-gap hitter. He hit two of his home runs here against Akron in that series, the other way to left center field. It's harder to hit it out there in Altoona. The 1-2 is swung on. Golf to right field. It's going to stay shallow this time. Munguia, the right fielder, coming in. The second baseman, Arbach, is out, but Munguia calls him off and makes the catch. And shallow right center for the first out of the inning.
The third baseman, number three, Kobe Mayo.
Kerstad retired. One out. The base is empty for Kobe Mayo. Four in a row retired for Will Jensen out of the Richmond bullpen. And these middle innings are where the Bay Sox offense has gone quiet so far this season. They'll be looking to add on to respond from that Richmond run. Here's Kobe Mayo. First pitch to him. Off speed, taking at the letters for a called strike at the top of the zone. Mayo doubled on a chopper that Olayed the third baseman Aldretti, who's playing well behind the bag here back in the first inning. Here he swings and pops one up on the right side again. Almost a carbon copy of Kerstad's ball. Now it's drifting a little back over towards straightaway right field with the wind blowing that way, but it's still caught by Munguia, and Mayo's retired for the second out. Back-to-back flyouts to right field. Two outs and the bases empty for Cesar Prieto. Prieto 1-for-2 today. Scored the first Bay Sox run of the game. And the pitch to him. Peeking off the plate 1-0. For Prieto. Has hits in all but two games this season. An Eastern League leading 24th hit of the season. Back in the third as he takes away again for 2-0. 15th game of the season now. Has hits in 13 of them. As well as hits in 6 out of his last 7. 2-0. Called strike on the inside edge. All off speed so far from Jensen up in the zone. He's in a 2-1 count. Prieto in the lefty batter's box. Rests the bat on his left shoulder. The 2-1. Swung on, fought off the hands. It's going to fall in shallow right field. Over the head of the second baseman, Arbach, who was playing Prieto slightly to pull. Maybe if he's a little further over to his right, he can make a play on that ball. But it was well placed by Cesar Prieto, who has another multiple hit game. And Prieto just continues his monster tear to start the season. Batting average now back over 400, and he's on first with two outs for Zach Watson. And speaking of monster tears, Watson has been doing just that for the Bay Sox. First pitch inside nearly hits him. He twitched his hips, but held up on the swing. The inside delivery, it's taken for 1 ball and no strikes. RBI double for Watson in the third. He's now 9 for his last 21 with 6 RBIs. Really came to life in Altoona this past week for the Bay Sox and really established himself as that guy who bats behind the top three in this Bay Sox lineup. 1-0 pitch. Swung on and poked foul to the left side. Just to the left of home plate, the count's 1-1. Watson just got a piece. This is just the 11th game for Zach Watson. It's a Bowie outfield that was heavily rotated in the early phases of the season while they're waiting for guys to find their swing. Prieto is back to first standing on the check from Jensen. They're going to be mindful of Cesar Prieto, who did get picked off in the third inning, but was able to reach second base on a dropped ball from the second baseman, Arbach. Playing Watson to pull, the second baseman, Arbach, just off a couple steps to the right of the second base bag. The 1-1, a big swing and a miss. Watson cuts at an off-speed pitch up in the zone. He's behind 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fitzgerald's deep in the hole at shortstop. 1-2 pitch. Runner goes. It's taken inside. Throw down to second base is in time to nab Prieto. He tried the sweep tag towards the front of the second base bag, but Arbach got the tag down, caught stealing, and Prieto retires the side in the fifth. Bay Sox go quietly. They still lead 2-1 as we head to the sixth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Luminous Health provides high-quality expert care close to your home base. Whether you visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our 100-plus primary and specialty care locations, you will receive personalized care right in your neighborhood. Learn more at luminoushealth.org. That's L-U-M-I-N-I-S, health.org.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Cruising right along from Prince George's Stadium as we head to the top half of the sixth inning. Bowie leads Richmond 2-1. The first pitch from Chase McDermott outside, taken for a ball by Luis Matos. It's 2-3-4 scheduled to hit for the Flying Squirrels in this inning. Matos has struck out and walked today, and he swings at the next pitch, pops it up on the left side of the infield. Third baseman Mayo is calling for it. He drifts over towards the shortstop position where Servideo watches behind him as Mayo makes the catch for the first
the
out.
Catcher number 9, Patrick Bailey.
So Matos retired for the second time tonight. Quickly one out. Patrick Bailey comes to the dish. 2-1 Bowie. Second inning of relief for Chase McDermott. Working in the back end of this tandem with Houston Roth, who went 4-1 hit shutout innings for the Bay Sox. First pitch to Bailey. Squares around the bunt and pushes it foul on the left side. Mayo is playing well off the bag at third and also deep. He's going to retreat deep into that position. He's just a couple steps over and a couple steps in from the natural spot at shortstop, the Bay Sox third baseman. 0-1, Bailey's going to square again, and he takes inside. Pulls the bat back, and the count's one ball and one strike. Richmond's taking what Bowie is giving them on some of these shifts on these left-handed hitters. Bailey's a switch hitter batting from the left side here. Mayo's now even with the bag at third, still playing off the line. The 1-1, swung on and belted. Deep to right field, Watson running into the corner. It's hooking over towards the foul line. He leaps into the fencing just to the right of the fair foul pole in right field, but it's out of play. Bailey got all of that one down the line to the short porch at 3:09 here at Prince George's Stadium, and Watson was ready to go climbing over the fence to make the catch in foul territory, but he just ran out of room. One ball and two strikes. When you've got Dante Williams in center field making highlight reel grabs on SportsCenter, I'm sure it motivates Watson to try to find a way to one-up him. One ball, two strikes, McDermott's pitch. Swinging a tapper, right side, charging in the second baseman, Prieto, fields in between his legs, throws the first in time. 4-3 put out quickly, two up, two down here in the top of the sixth. Bowie still leading 2-1. And Brett Arbach, the cleanup hitter, comes in. Richmond got their lone run in the last half inning. That was McDermott's first inning of relief. Gave up the leadoff triple on a bouncing ball down the first baseline to Tyler Fitzgerald. As the first pitch comes into Arbach, taken just inside of all 1-0. But then there was a slow grounder hit to second base. Prieto threw it to shortstop for the first down. Servideo had a high throw to first. That's been scored as an earned run on McDermott and a fielder's choice, even though it looked like the throw had beaten the runner and just pulled first baseman Jacob Teeter off the bat. 1-0 is a high fastball taken by Arbach. Count goes to two balls and no strikes. But regardless, an earned run. McDermott's second given up this season. As he floats in a breaking ball that breaks just at the letters for a called strike, counts 2-1. So Arbach, with that said, has hit into the only double play today for the Flying Squirrels. Did that in the fourth inning. He's also struck out. Next pitch swings out of his shoes and tips an off-speed pitch into the mid of the catcher, Florentino, and the count's 2-2. The second earned run given up by Chase McDermott in 14 and a third. Now 15 innings after he got his first two outs here in the sixth. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss. He got him. Second strikeout for Chase McDermott. Through two innings of relief, Bowie still clings to a 2-1 lead as we head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gaisier. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gaisier on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org and let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Four, five, six, coming to the plate for the Bay Sox here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Bowie leads 2-1 over the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Zach Watson, who was in the box to end the bottom half of the fifth inning, takes a called strike from Will Jensen. It's out there for his third inning of relief. So 0-1 as a breaking ball floats in across the letters to the right-handed hitting Watson. And Jensen working quickly out of the windup. The 0-1 swing and a miss. Off speed away from Watson when flailing with the bat path. And the count's quickly nothing and two. Watson was behind Jensen in a 1-2 count in the fifth inning when Cesar Prieto got thrown out trying to steal second base for the final out of the frame. 0-2. It's off speed just north of the letters that time. Watson twitched the hips but did not swing the bat. The count's 1-2 once again. He's found himself right back where he started. Is Jensen on the hill? Straddled off to the first base side of the mound. High leg kick in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Worked Watson away, 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 and he picked up a swinging strikeout. It's Jensen's third already. And there's one down in the sixth. John Rhodes scheduled to bat and Dante Williams. 4-5-6 again for the Bay Sox in this frame. No action in either bullpen. Both relievers have settled in very nicely to this one. Of course, Chase McDermott has been used as a starter as well for the Bay Sox, so he's used to going long. First pitch to Rhodes, swung on, popped up. First baseman Mahon was playing in. Now he's well into foul ground on the right side, over towards the edge of the Bay Sox dugout, and it's into the first row of seats. Fan makes a nice catch right in front of Riley Mahon, who has to wait for another opportunity. The count goes 0-1 to John Rhodes. Rhodes is 1-for-2 today. RBI single his last time up in the third. Bowie struck for two in the third, and they lead it here 2-1. Righty-on-righty matchup. Infield playing slightly to pull against John Rhodes. 0-1. Breaking ball over the inside edge. Breaks back for a called strike, nothing in two. Jensen looks cool and comfortable on the mound. Rhodes is going to take a quick time as Jensen was ready to go quickly and fire the 0-2. It's getting to him. And Jensen's ready to go as soon as Rhodes steps into the box. The 0-2 pitch. Just off the plate. Might have missed up or inside on the off speed and the count's 1-2. But Jensen's definitely trying to quick pitch. Rhodes is right back in the box again. Here's the 1-2, and it's cued out towards first base. Mahon was playing well off the line and well in towards the edge of the grass, but he fields it down to one knee and runs it to the bag. Three unassisted, two down for Bowie in the sixth. Base is empty for Dante Williams. Starts a string of four straight lefties in the back of the Bay Sox order. Williams is 0-for-2 today. The first pitch. Swing and a tapper foul right side. Off the facing of the Bay Sox dugout, it's 0-1 to Williams. 0-for-2 today. He's bounced out the second and struck out. 0-1 from Jensen. Swinging a line shot towards second base. Diving stop picked on the short hop by Arbach out to his left. Throws to first, nearly threw Mahon off the bag. But he's there to hold the bag with his right foot and make the catch off to his side, retiring Williams and the side. 1-2-3 frame for Will Jensen. Three scoreless from him. Bowie leads 2-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
All right, let's roll it on to the seventh inning here at Prince George's Stadium in Bowie as the Bay Sox are still ahead by a 2-1 margin. Chase McDermott back to work in relief at the first pitch. It's called a strike to Tyler Fitzgerald outside. It's nothing and one. Second battle, a big one for McDermott as he faces Fitzgerald. His second trip through the lineup, Fitzgerald opened McDermott's day in a sour way. 0-1 pitch. Misses outside, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. It was a triple that had snuck up the right field line and just found its way into the corner. That put Fitzgerald, of course, at third base. He came home to score on a fielder's choice. Next pitch down and away. Two balls and one strike here on Fitzgerald. As the Bay Sox lead 2-1, they put both runs across in the third inning. Stranded a runner at third in that frame. They've stranded two at third today. As the 2-1 pitch into Fitzgerald is swung on and belted high in the air. Deep left field, Rhodes jogging back, looking for the wall, but he's got room on the warning track, and he drops the ball. Lost it in the sun, it fell off the tip of his glove, and into second base with an error is Tyler Fitzgerald. Tying run is aboard to lead off the seventh inning. They're calling it a double because Rhodes lost the ball in the sun. So that's the third double of the season for Fitzgerald, his second extra base hit of the day. And now here's Andy Thomas with tying run in scoring position. First pitch. Fastball misses up and away. And it's 1-0 to start. Thomas 0-for-1, struck out looking in the second inning, walked in the fifth, got taken out on that force out that had driven in the only Richmond run today. As the wind pushes out toward right field just a tad, left-handed hitter. Next pitch, down and away from McDermott. 42 pitches, 25 in the zone. Count moves to 2 balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald bouncing, dancing, weaving back and forth over there in the base paths as the next offering is lifted up the line, foul left side out of play. Count goes to 2-1. Now that's a tying run you got to dance with. 2-1 pitch, half swing, breaking ball. Not sure where that one missed, maybe a tad bit in. 3 balls and one strike on Thomas. Again, a 2-1 Bay Sox lead as McDermott sets, fires the next, and it's off speed, up and away, ball 4. So first two batters reaching safely for the second time against McDermott. In much the same fashion, a leadoff extra base hit for Tyler Fitzgerald and a walk to Andy Thomas. It's literally a carbon copy of that fifth inning in which Richmond brought across their only run. I'm always good for one name switch at the start of a series. Here's Carter Aldretti. First pitch, fastball, misses down and away, and it's 1-0 to start. First pitch ball to back-to-back batters now. McDermott at 46 pitches, 26 for strikes. Now Aldretti, 1-for-2, a single in the third, taken out at second base on a force. He popped out to second his last time up. Next pitch, he swings and misses. Slider outside, 1-1. But a 2-1 Bay Sox lead here with runners at first and second, still no one out. McDermott nearly got out of that jam in the fifth inning with that ground ball as the 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed down and in, 1-2, but couldn't get the double play, just missed it. And it's a ball and two strikes now. And a brief time call. McDermott making his second relief appearance this season. He was a reliever on opening day, backing up Justin Armbruster in tandem. The 1-2 pitch, too far outside, 2-2. And that kicked off a great start to the season. McDermott still has the longest scoreless streak for a Bay Sox pitcher this year after he opened the year with 13 consecutive zeros. First and second, nobody out. Here in the seventh, 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Curveball down and inside. Third strikeout for McDermott.
The first baseman, number 16,
definitely comes at a key time as Riley Mahon will step in. And based strictly on the fact that Houston Roth did not finish five innings, McDermott could easily become the winning pitcher today. First pitch to Mahon is lined over to right, shallow, falling down, base hit. Zach Watson gloves it, but the runners couldn't really go anywhere. They had to make sure that they were near their bags if Watson did make that play, so they can only advance one base. It does load the bases, however, on a single by Mahon. Simone Whiteman steps in. Whiteman 1-for-2, singled up the gut in the fifth inning, flew out to left field, back in the third. First pitch, and he grounds it high, deep in the hole to short. Cervetio gloves, they can only get one, he can't get any. Run scores, tie game. RBI infield single for Whiteman, it's 2-2, bases still loaded, only one out. So while McDermott was potentially thinking about setting himself in line for a win, now he's just got to survive. But he's in a tough position. That was Whiteman's third plate appearance with the bases loaded. He had struck out the previous two times, and he picks up an RBI single here. And now here's Mungia, 1-for-3 with the bases loaded. 3 RBI and a walk, first pitch. And he swings and fouls it off of himself, goes back to the screen. It's nothing and one to start. Bay Sox have simply not been too good in close games this season. Richmond is the only team in the league to play more one-run games than Bowie. Richmond has been pretty much flying by the seat of their pants in terms of some of their games played. Here's the 0-1. Skied up the third base line, headed to the corner and down foul in the Richmond bullpen. It's nothing in two. Richmond has played 15 games. 8 of their 15 games have been decided by one run. That's incredible. They're 3-5 in one-run games. The Bay Sox are 1-4. They have the lowest winning percentage in the Eastern League, but, of course, Richmond has the most one-run losses in the Eastern League. Nothing and two to Mungia. Down and away. 1-2. Bases loaded. Still only one out here in the bottom of the seventh. Now a 2-2 game. Identical line scores. 2-6-0 on each side. Now the 2-2 pitch. Swing, and he pushed it into home plate. It rolls over up the first baseline. As McDermott holds ball in bare hand behind the waist, comes set and looks back second base. Runner not being held, of course. Another 2-2. Bounces in. Way in front. Florentino had to stop it from getting behind him, and it runs the count full with the bases loaded. Lungia 0 for 2, one bases loaded opportunity, or full count opportunities, I should say. Two strikeouts, two walks. Payoff pitch. Fouled off. Just a piece on a breaking ball outside, and the count stays. Well, this is a no-good ending for McDermott, of course. Leadoff double to open. That could have been a catch if Rhodes had been able to keep his eyes shaded enough or find the ball. Very difficult. The 3-2 is grounded foul again, first base side. Skips off the mound in the Bay Sox bullpen. Count stays full, but then a walk. One strikeout, but then back-to-back singles. Both came on the first pitch. McDermott's dealing with the bases loaded, already allowing a tie as the Bay Sox get a right-hander up and moving their bullpen. It looks to be Tyler Birch. Next pitch, lifted in the air. Popped up third base side. Kobe Mayo ranging. Now back onto the fair ground. He makes the catch. Second out of the inning. Critical point right there.
The center fielder number one, Luis Matos.
Bases remain loaded as Matos digs in. Matos 0 for 2 with an RBI on the season with the bases loaded. He's 0 for 2 today with a walk. First pitch. He watches a slider miss high, and it's 1-0 to start. First time that McDermott is dealing with the bases loaded this season. Of course, he's already allowed one of those runs to score as the 1-0. Another off-speed misses high, 2-0. So as Tyler Birch warms, this could be the last batter that McDermott faces, because if he allows Richmond to take the lead, the 2-0. It's called a strike at the knees. It's 2-1. It would very much not be in Bowie's best interest to keep him out there. Bases loaded, two outs. The 2-1 pitch now is lifted foul, right side out of play. So McDermott fights back in to even the count up at 2. You need a big strikeout here. McDermott has 3 of them. The Bay Sox staff has 8 this afternoon. 2-2. Curveball. Bounced high over to short. Servideo backs up. Goes the short way to second, and it just beats out the runner. That was close. Whiteman thrown out to end the inning, but Richmond ties the game on an infield bases-loaded single. As we stretch here in Prince George's Stadium, it's 2-2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green, Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green, Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green, Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green, Inc., your lawn and pest team.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? On-site x-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Bottom of the seventh here in Bowie as the Bay Sox and the Squirrels are now tied at 2. Bowie had a 2-0 lead, but they've not been able to hold the line. Partly because Will Jensen put together a great relief outing for the Squirrels. Faced the minimum over 3 scoreless, only 1 hit, 3 strikeouts. Did not allow a walk. As new pitcher takes over, Juan Sanchez. He'll face 3 left-handers on the bottom 3 of the lineup. Anthony Servideo will open up. First pitch down and away. Left-hander starts out ahead 1-0. Servideo 0-2 in his Double-A debut, both strikeouts. As Sanchez sets, he faces out toward right field with the openness of his body. Next pitch misses down and inside. Two balls and no strikes. Yeah, it's a pretty close together stance on his legs, but when he comes set, he pushes his leg a little bit out toward right and angles his body out toward right field. 2-0 pitch. Servideo floats it into center field, and it's down for his first Double-A hit. Leadoff single for Servideo. Seventh hit of the day for the Bay Sox, and they've got a leadoff batter on base for just the second time today. Last time that happened, though, Heston Kerstad was immediately taken out on a double play. Here's Jacob Teeter, 1-for-2 day. Outfield makes a late shift in the other direction for the left-handed hitter. First pitch misses too far inside, and the count starts out at 1-0. Teeter struck out looking back in the fourth. Sanchez sends in the next, and Teeter watches outside, just barely missed. Two balls and no strikes. Juan Sanchez, 6'2", 165-pound, 22-year-old lefty from Valencia in Venezuela, international signing in 2017 for San Francisco. Fires the 2-0. Breaking ball too far down and in, 3-0 on Teeter. Sanchez on the season is 1-1, a 1.59 ERA. This is his fifth overall appearance. In 5 2/3 innings, he's allowed just one earned run, four hits. 3-0 pitch, and it's on the outside half of the plate for a called strike, 3-1. Five strikeouts for Sanchez, only one walk allowed. Converted a save in his only opportunity. 3-1. Called a strike on the outside half. Patrick Bailey had thought about throwing to first base, but he dropped the ball on the transfer. It basically rolled off of his fingertips and came behind him. If Servideo had been keen-eyed, maybe he could have taken off for second. But instead, the 3-2 pitch is inside ball four. Close pitch. But Teeter draws the walk. That's the seventh walk he's picked up this season. First for Sanchez, of course. Third for Richmond pitching this afternoon. And now here's Randy Florentino. Florentino 0-2. Patrick Bailey went out and had a quick chat with his battery mate. As the Bay Sox have Tyler Burch warming in the bullpen again, so almost certainly Chase McDermott's day is done. After coming in with a 2-0 lead and unfortunately squandering it. Florentino flew out to center and grounded out to short his last time up. First pitch to the right-hander, he squares, but backs out on a fastball that misses up and away. 1-0 to start. First and second, still no one out here in the seventh. The Bay Sox looking at potentially some small ball to put one at third base. Third base playing in front of the baseline. Florentino squares again, pulls back, and it's called a strike at the knees. First base playing in as well. Not holding on the runner, of course. Another square. 1-1 pitch is fouled. Hit off of home plate. Went back to the screen. A ball and two strikes. So the opportunity is lost. Even with Florentino telegraphing the intent throughout the entire plate appearance. Wynn pushing a bit out to right center. Could help out the left-handed hitter. Now the 1-2 pitch. And Florentino swings and misses on a low curveball. All of that build-up, and Florentino just goes down simply on a swinging strike three. Back to the top of the lineup for Heston Kerstad. Kerstad only one for his last 10 at the plate. First pitch in, and he watches down and away. Bailey had to flip the glove around to keep it in front. It's 1-0 to start. First pitch ball to all four batters that Juan Sanchez has seen out of the bullpen so far. A 2-2 game here in the bottom of the seventh. Seven hits for Bowie, six for Richmond. First and second, one away. The 1-0 pitch, and Kerstad half-hearted swing and miss on a low breaking ball. He realized it was going to be too far under his legs when he was about halfway across the plate, but couldn't stop. So the count evens at one. Kobe Mayo warming on deck for Bowie. Next pitch. And it's a high bouncer, right side. Going to be too impossible to turn two. Arbach has to glove it at second, deep in the shallow outfield grass. He sends the first base in time to retire Kerstad 4-3. The runners advance, but that is the second out of the inning. Servideo now at third base and Teeter at second. Here's Kobe Mayo. First pitch. Mayo watches down and inside, kept in front by Bailey. One and oh to start. Mayo a double in the first inning. Got to third base and was left there. The Bay Sox have stranded two runners at third already today. They've got one there right now with two outs. Of course, you want to avoid that. Mayo hit into a double play in the third. He flew out to right field his last time up. That was in the fifth. Wind calming here. A 2-2 game in the bottom of the seventh. The 1-0. Breaking ball. Swung on and missed. Down and away. And the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Second and third, two out. First base still playing in the baseline. 1-1 to Mayo, and he swings and misses. Mayo having some trouble with those low off speeds. Sanchez really trying to move past the opening single and walk. Big chance to do it here. One-two pitch to Mayo, and it's down and in. Bailey has had to be very mobile behind home plate. Shedding the mask plenty, sliding back and forth on his knees, keeping the ball in front of him, and he's done a good job at making it happen. And I think just to give him a breather, the home plate umpire will head out and hand deliver a ball to Sanchez. I'm never going to complain about something like that. I say constantly the catcher is one of the most, not one of, the most physically demanding position on the baseball field, because I personally could not do 100-plus body squats in a span of 3 hours while wearing gear. The 2-2 to Mayo. Up and in, just missed. Count runs full. Mayo 2-for-5 on full counts this year, one of his three home runs. Two runs batted in. He's not struck out or walked. Second and third, two outs. The payoff to Mayo is down and away, ball four. That's his first walk on a full count this year, but seventh overall. Second walk of the inning for Sanchez, of course. Fourth overall for Richmond pitching, and it loads the bases for Cesar Prieto. If you want anyone coming up in this situation, it would be Prieto on the contact run that he's been on. He did have one grand slam last year. The Bay Sox had four overall. They're still looking for their first this season. This is his first appearance with the bases loaded this year. First pitch. And he watches a nice off-speed. Hit the center of the zone. It's nothing in one. 2-for-3 day for Prieto. He grounded out to first base in the first. Singled up the middle of the third and came home to score. Singled to right in the fifth, but was caught stealing second base. 0-1 pitch. And he bounces it slowly to first, should end the inning. Mahon gloves, underhands to the pitcher covering. Sanchez had some wheels getting off the mound there. Goodness. 3-1 put out ends the frame. The Bay Sox strand the bases loaded as they leave their third runner at third base. We're back after this, a 2-2 game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack? You know, hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, Matt Sabatis here. Macaroni Kid is your local online source to find family fun events, engaging activity ideas, resource guides, and to connect with locally owned, family-friendly businesses throughout the region, like the Bowie Bay Sox. Visit Macaroni Kid online today and subscribe to their free weekly newsletter to stay in the know. Macaroni Kid, they answer the never-ending question, what are we doing for fun today?
New pitcher on the mound for the Bay Sox as we move into the eighth inning here at Prince George's Stadium. Still a 2-2 ball game. Tyler Burch takes over for Bowie. Chase McDermott is done. It's a no decision for him after he came in with a 2-0 lead but allowed the game to be tied. Three innings for McDermott, rather. Six hits, two runs, both earned. He struck out three, walked two. That was the line. And time called as a baseball had been thrown in from some of the kids in the stands toward the Bay Sox bullpen. Had to get that out of play, of course. So we wait on the first pitch from Burch as he faces off against the number three batter, Patrick Bailey, switch hitter batting left. First pitch, he checks his swing, and a breaking ball misses down. It's 1-0 to start. Bailey 0-for-3, struck out looking in the first, lined out to center in the fourth, grounded out to second base his last time up. Third base playing in front of the baseline as the 1-0 pitch is a check swing, but he got back with plenty of time to spare. A pitch up and away, two balls and no strikes. Tyler Burch, 6'2", 190-pound right-hander, traded over from Philadelphia in 2021. That was the Freddie Galvis deal. The 2-0 pitch. And a hard-hit ball deep out to right field and gone. Richmond takes a 3-2 lead. Tyler Burch allows his second home run of the season. Bailey hits his second. And for the second consecutive game, a Bay Sox reliever has come in and given up a home run to the first batter he's seen. Antonio Velez did it on Sunday. Tyler Burch has done it today. And after a 2-0 lead, the Bay Sox now trail by one. Here's Brett Auerbach. Not much more can be said about those. Bay Sox have had their trouble with it constantly. Auerbach 0-for-3, first pitch. And he watches down and away for a ball. It's 1-0 to start. Auerbach struck out swinging in the second. He did so again in the sixth. Grounded into a double play that ended the fourth. 1-0 pitch. Off-speed called strike in the lower outside corner. It's 1-1. Burch, three appearances entering today. He had fired three innings, allowed two earned runs. Both runs came in just his only outing against Akron 2 weeks ago. 1-1. Called a strike in the lower outside corner. Auerbach had thought about it. He decided to hold up, but it still burned him. Here's the 1-2. Lifted in the air, shallow center. Williams does jog back a little bit thanks to some wind, and he makes a catch. Easy up against the shoulder, and there's one away. Now on to Tyler Fitzgerald. Burch has struck out three batters, walked only one. But as mentioned, that was his second home run allowed this season. Both homers have been to left-handed batters. Fitzgerald has had a good day at the plate. First pitch. Watches down and away. 1-0 to start. First pitch ball to all three batters that Burch has seen. Fitzgerald struck out looking in the second, but then tripled to open the fifth and scored. Doubled to open the seventh and scored. 1-0 pitch. He lofts it out to left. Little deep, but Rhodes following it the whole way. He sees it, moves to his left at the last second, and makes the catch. Two gone. A couple of high fly balls after the long home run.
The designated hitter, number 8, Andy Thomas.
Now here's Andy Thomas. Left-hander 0 for 1, two walks, a strikeout. First pitch, this is down. And it's 1-0 to start, so now all four batters, Burch has seen a first pitch ball. Thomas struck out looking in the second, walked in the fifth, and was forced out at second. Walked in the seventh, made it to third base, but was left there. 1-0, misses inside. Two balls and no strikes. Again, a 3-2 Richmond lead now, as the Bay Sox led 2-0. Might have given up individual runs in the fifth, seventh, and now here in the eighth. 2-0. And here's a blast out to deep right field. Watson running back, sprinting to the warning track, and there it goes. Two home runs in the inning against Birch. This one by Thomas for his first of the season. It's 4-2 Richmond. Left-handers do damage against him. Bay Sox are in a predicament. This might be an all-season kind of predicament. With the way that their pitching staff is structured, talked about it with Kyle Moore earlier today about how short inning relievers. Why did the Kobe Mayo video just go on the video board? First pitch is swung on and missed. Next pitch. Fouled off right side. It's nothing in two. Aldretti's 1-for-3. He singled up the middle in the third inning. Struck out swinging in the seventh. Here's the next. Swing and a miss, strike three. Inning over, two home runs for Richmond here in the frame. And as we move to the bottom of the eighth, the Bay Sox trail by two. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tri-Tech. That's Tri-Tech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tri-Tech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tri-Tech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at tritechauto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tri-Tech. 410-224-4377.
Trinity Chimney Service is a local, family-owned company who will inspect, sweep, install, repair, restore, and reline your fireplace, stove, and chimney. You have a leaky chimney? Can you see discoloring or cracks from the ground? Call Trinity Chimney. We specialize in repairing masonry chimneys from the roof outside of your house to the fireplace inside. Our goal is to explain what we're doing to keep your home safe, leave it clean, and offer the best experience possible. Proudly serving Maryland neighborhoods from Hereford to Annapolis, Frederick to the Chesapeake Bay and Eastern Shore.
Zach Watson leads off for the Bay Sox here in the bottom of the eighth as Bowie now trails by two. He grounds the first pitch over to third, where it's backhanded by Aldretti. A fire to first is a bit high, but Riley Mahon has the legs to pick it out of the air. 6-3 put out, and there's one away. Two home runs against Tyler Burch in the eighth inning have spoiled the big opportunity for the Bay Sox after they took a 2-0 lead. They've now given up four consecutive. Easton Lucas is now warming in the bullpen to pitch the ninth for the Bay Sox. John Rhodes bats. He's on a 1-for-3 day. RBI single in the third inning. As the first pitch in is up and away, off speed. Count starts out at 1-0. Juan Sanchez is back to work on the mound. He gave up two quick base runners in the seventh. Bases eventually became loaded with two outs in the frame, but he stranded them all on before Bowie got anything across. 1-0 pitch. Called a strike, upper outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Richmond is getting a left-hander up in their bullpen again, but much like Will Jensen earlier today, he's still wearing his hoodie, so I can't tell you who he is. Here's the 1-1. Called a strike, maybe a bit wide give on the outside half. We've been seeing that against the left-handed batters, not so much against the right-handed batters. Next pitch is a swinging bunt foul over to the left side. One, two, and Rhodes lifted foul again, this time to the right side out of play. Next pitch, Rhodes watches outside. And the count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Another 1-2, and he reaches for a pitch in the dirt, scoops it in the left field. It'll fall in for a base hit. Rhodes has his second of the day. One out single here to left, and there's one aboard. Tying run comes to the plate in Dante Williams. First pitch misses down to Williams, and it's 1-0 to start. It's left-hander Raymond Burgos warming up for Richmond. He got the hoodie off. 1-0. Williams bounces it high over to second. A chance for a double play. Arbach sidearms to Fitzgerald, but Fitzgerald bobbles it on the transfer. He can't get it directly into his hand, so Rhodes is the only out recorded. Forced out 4-6. Second out of the inning as Williams replaces Rhodes at first base. Here's Anthony Servideo. First pitch. And he watches down and away for a ball. 1-0 to start. Servideo floated a single into center field in the seventh for his first double-A hit. He got to third base and was left stranded. The Bay Sox have stranded three different runners at third today. You bring them home, Bowie would be in the lead right now. Runner goes. 1-0 pitch is inside. Throw to second is a beauty, and it's in time. Bailey wasn't even in the right position to catch that ball. Had to reach back across his body and still threw out Dante Williams. Caught stealing goes 2-6. The inning is over. Haunt of the ninth. Bowie trails 4-2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Homeowners Association. Do I have your attention? HOAs inspire very passionate responses from both advocates and haters. Avoiding HOA disputes is a tricky business. It takes experience, knowledge, and hard work. At Fellner Legal Services, we pride ourselves on preaching good governance. That means writing clear rules, enforcing fairly, and listening to the homeowners. If you have an HOA legal question, visit flslawyer.com today. Fellner Legal Services. Service. Success. Simple.
On to the ninth inning here in Bowie. The Bay Sox are going to try for a walk-off in a little bit, but for now, they are going to hope for a scoreless inning out of Easton Lucas. Left-hander comes in out of the bullpen to follow Tyler Birch. Birch is the potential losing pitcher for Bowie now as the Bay Sox trail 4-0, or 4-0, 4-2. First pitch, and it's blasted out to deep right field by Riley Mahon out toward the gap, but Zach Watson runs it down, makes the catch. One up, one down for Lucas, and there's Simon Whiteman coming into bat now. Tyler Burch, one inning, two hits, two runs, both earned. He struck out one batter, gave up two home runs. That was the key issue. Home run to the first batter he saw, Patrick Bailey, and then three batters later, one to Andy Thomas. Lucas faces Whiteman, who's 2-for-3 with an RBI single that tied the game at 2 back in the 7th inning, first pitch, and it misses inside with a bounce. 1-0 to start. Easton Lucas, 6'4", 180-pound left-hander, traded from Miami back in 2019, makes his fourth appearance of the season. Here's the 1-0. Misses up and away. Two balls and no strikes. Lucas has 3 2/3 innings under his belt. 6 strikeouts, only 1 walk. Fires the 2-0, and it's an off-speed, misses high. 3 balls and no strikes. He is not allowed a run. He's not allowed an inherited runner to score either, and he's been given 2 of them, the 3-0. At the knees for a called strike, Whiteman thought, maybe, but he didn't take the batting gloves fully off just yet. Here's the next, and it's poked over to second. Picked up by Cesar Prieto, and he fires a tad low to first, but it's in time.
The right fielder, number 28, Ishmael Munguia.
Back to the top of the lineup. First pitch to Munguia is lifted foul right side, out of play. Here's the 0-1. Called a strike, off speed, outside half again. And it's nothing in two. Munguia 0-for-4. Popped out to third in foul territory his last time up. Next pitch home, way over his head. Goes back to the screen. Count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. That one clearly just off line properly. One, two. Curveball still missed high. Almost nearly in the same position as his head. Now the 2-2. Called strike 3. Got him in the outside half, and Lucas polishes off a perfect night. Bay Sox need 2 to tie, 3 to win. As we move to the bottom of the ninth here at Prince George's Stadium, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Today's music ain't got the same song.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capitol Gold WNEV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Always a pleasure to have you along for the ride, as this afternoon's game has cruised along. Unfortunately, the Bay Sox offense has done not as much cruising as you'd necessarily like. Juan Sanchez is done. He's going to be set up for a potential win following two strong scoreless innings. Anthony Servideo leads off, and the first pitch from new pitcher Raymond Burgos is called a strike. Matt Sabatis and Andre Magero with you from Prince George's Stadium in Bowie as the Bay Sox trail 4-2. Lefty Burgos delivers, and Servideo watches a called strike. It's already nothing in two. Two innings for Sanchez. He allowed two hits, did not allow any runs. He struck out just one batter and walked two, but worked through it and is in line for a win. Next pitch, swing and a miss, up and in. Servideo goes down on strikes for the third time today, 1-for-4 in his Double-A debut. Here's Jacob Teeter. Raymond Burgos, 6'5", 188-pound, 24-year-old lefty. Minor league free agent signed by San Francisco in 2022. He's from Rio Grande in the American, what is Puerto Rico? An American territory? Yeah, it's a territory. First pitch to Jacob Teeter, misses outside. And they've still got the Jacob Teeter video on the video board, even though the play appearance has started. Well, now they take it off. Here's the 1-0 pitch. This is down and away. It's two balls and no strikes. Teeter 1-for-2, single to left field in the second inning, struck out looking in the fourth, walked in the seventh. Next pitch is down and inside, called for a strike, it's 2-1. Next, Teeter pops it up. Third base side, ranging out Aldretti, foul ground, feeling for the warning track and some potential teammates. Nobody's around him. He makes the catch. And now the Bay Sox are going to bring in a pinch hitter as Ramon Rodriguez will bat. Randy Florentino's day is over. He finishes 0-for-3 with a ground out, a fly out, and a strikeout. Rodriguez's second pinch hitter appearance. He went and grounded out in his first opportunity. 136 average this season. Bay Sox trail 4-2 here in the bottom of the ninth. First pitch. Off speed. Called a strike on the outside half of the plate. It's nothing and one. Bay Sox on the cusp of losing their fourth consecutive game. Next pitch, misses down under the knees. And the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Burgos has four appearances this year, 6 1/3 innings. He is not allowed an earned run. This is his first save opportunity. 1-1 pitch to Rodriguez is knuckled up the first base line and past the pinched-in first baseman a base hit, rolling into the Bay Sox bullpen. But a great jump in right field by Mungia will keep it to just a single as Rodriguez gets to first and stops there.
The designated hitter, number two. Two-out single for Rodriguez.
And now back to the top of the lineup, Heston Kerstad, who's been on a bit of a cold snap, one for his last 11 at the plate, could play hero, representing tying run here. Infield shaded on him for the shift side. First pitch, and it misses down and away, bounces in. Ramon Rodriguez was thinking about second base, but Bailey kept it in front of him. And fortunately for Rodriguez, he wasn't even being held on the base. Four-two, Richmond leads. Two outs with one on here in the bottom of the ninth. 1-0 pitch, and Kerstad swings and misses on a breaking ball down. Count goes even in a ball and a strike. Bay Sox have been a tough team to put together successful offensive rallies in the ninth inning. They've actually been surprisingly good in the eighth inning. They put on two runs in the eighth inning on Sunday. Rodriguez takes off, pitches down and in. Throw to second is off target. Gets off of the glove of Tyler Fitzgerald, so Rodriguez steals second base. That's his first successful steal in the season, his second attempt. As the count goes to 2-1 on Kerstad. Yeah, Bowie has scored Only 3 runs in the ninth inning this season, a run differential of -2. They scored 10 runs in the eighth inning. That's tied for their second best inning offensively this year. Bailey comes out from behind the dish and directs traffic again, now that there's a runner in scoring position. That's still not the runner that matters with 2 outs here in the bottom of the ninth. It's the batter at the plate. 2-1 pitch to Kerstad, and he watches it bounce in. A hitter's count. Four-two here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Bay Sox scored 2 in the third, but have given up 4 since. And now a 3-1 count to Kerstad. Here's the offering. And he swings and misses on a breaking ball way too far inside. Count goes full, and the Bay Sox are down to their final strike. Kerstad, as mentioned earlier today, 0-for-4 on full counts. He's drawn 5 walks, including one today. He struck out 4 times. Runner at second, 2 gone. The payoff pitch. Grounded to first should end the game. Picked up by Mahon. He'll sprint to the bag and take it himself. 3 unassisted, and the Bay Sox drop their 4th consecutive this afternoon. 4-2 at the hands of the Richmond Flying Squirrels to open a 6-game series. Oh, Andre Magero is going to have the Bay Sox postgame coming your way in just a little bit, so stick around. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Rams Head on Stage. Live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When workdays are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Now time for the Bowie Bay Sox post-game show. Let's head back to the ballpark with Matt Savanas.
Well, the Bay Sox fall today, this afternoon, this morning, whatever you want to call it, by a narrow margin once again. Bowie drops its 4th straight and their 6th of their last 7 contests as they fall to the Richmond Flying Squirrels today by 4-2 final score. Andre Magero here with you for Bay Sox post game. We're going to take a look at how this one went down, as well as scores across the Eastern League and a little update on the Orioles minor league system. But Bowie now falls 4.5 games in last place behind the lead Richmond Flying Squirrels, as Richmond goes to 10-6 on the season. The Bay Sox just 5-10 on the young campaign, and there's still time to turn it around, but just a tough one again for the Bay Sox. It's been a lot of losses by a lot of small margins, and they're trying to get it right, but another close loss today in a game that started really well for them. A very good outing from Houston Roth, who got the start today, a little late on towards the lineup, but after not working last week, Roth gets put in the starting lineup, starts on the mound, and delivers 4 shutout frames. Looks really good. It struck out 5 in a row at one point in the first 2 frames, only allowed 1 hit throughout his work. And that allowed the Bay Sox to, like they have in many games, strike early and strike first. The Bay Sox have now scored first in 13 of 15 games, and they did so to the tune of 2 runs in the 3rd inning. And that got started with a single from somebody that's gone a little under the radar as far as run production goes for this Bay Sox team in John Rhodes.
Runner at second, 2 away, the payoff pitch, and Rhodes smokes it up the middle, it's down for a base hit. Let's see, Watson's got wheels, he's around third, scooped by Matos, sent home, but it's up the line, and Watson scores, it's 2-0 Bowie.
That made the game 2-0 for the Bay Sox after a Zach Watson RBI double. Was three consecutive hits for the Bay Sox, and that's been one tough thing for Bowie, is finding that consistency in their lineup to string together consecutive hits. That was only the seventh time in this losing run that the Bay Sox have strung together consecutive hits. But Prieto singled, Watson was able to double him home, and then John Rhodes singled to make it 2-0 Bay Sox. But upon Houston Roth getting removed, Chase McDermott really ran into some tough luck. It was a triple that dribbled down the first baseline into the corner and kicked away from the right fielder, Zach Watson. Allowed Tyler Fitzgerald to get to third. Then there was a walk and a pop out, and it was a position where a double play ball could have gotten the Bay Sox out of the inning. And Riley Mahan, hit into a situation that could have been a double play, but the Bay Sox just weren't able to get both men, and it allowed Richmond to tie the game. Delay to first is high. Teeter took his foot off the bag, not in time. It was a tough one for Bowie in that instance. It allowed Richmond to get on the board and make it a 2-1 ball game at that point in the top of the fifth inning. And Chase McDermott would settle down and pitch really well in the back end of this tandem for the Bay Sox. The tandems have worked well for Bowie, and starters specifically have been very effective. But again, Richmond was able to be the benefactor of just some unfortunate ball placement for Bowie. It was a leadoff double in the top half of the seventh inning from Fitzgerald, his second extra base hit of the game. And very similarly, a walk to Andy Thomas got Richmond in a situation where they had the bases loaded with one out, and they were able to tie the game via Simon Whiteman.
Whiteman 1-for-2, singled up the gut in the fifth inning, flew out to left field, back in the third, first pitch. And he grounds it high, deep in the hole to short. Cervetio gloves, they can only get one, he can't get any. Run scores, tie game. RBI infield single for Whiteman. It's 2-2. Bases still loaded. Only one out.
That tied the game for Richmond. Credit to Chase McDermott, though. He was able to get out of the jam and keep it a 2-2 tie. But the Bowie offense, again, went quiet in the middle and later innings of this one. The Bay Sox were unable to add on after that bottom of the third inning. And the top of the eighth, after the innings from Chase McDermott, those three frames, Tyler Burch came in. And the long ball has been a kryptonite for him yet again this season. Two home runs from two lefties for Richmond. The first of them, one of the best hitters in the Eastern League this season, Patrick Bailey.
And a hard hit ball deep out to right field and gone. Richmond takes a 3-2 lead.
So Bailey got that solo shot for his second home run of the season, and then another solo shot from Andy Thomas, his first, made it 4-2 Flying Squirrels. And the Richmond bullpen, credit to them, were able to close this one out. Three shutout one-hit innings from Will Jensen, two-hit shutout innings from Juan Sanchez, who worked around a couple of walks as well, as Bowie was able to threaten in one of those frames with a couple of base runners. And then Raymond Burgos gets the save with his one shutout frame as well. So Sanchez gets the win. He goes to 2-1 on the season. Tyler Burch gets the loss to drop to 0-1. Burgos picks up his first save of the campaign, and Richmond takes this one 4-2. When we come back here on Bay Sox postgame, we're going to preview the week for the Orioles system, and we'll also talk about other games, other early action going on in the minor league slate, including right here in the Eastern League. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Bay Sox postgame.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold.
Ready, set, go, man, go!
Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Monument Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 202-908-5555. That's 202-908-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Monument Medical Clinic now to qualify. 202-908-5555.
Andre Magero here, back with you on Bay Sox postgame as Bowie drops this one 4-2 to the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Quick look around the rest of the Eastern League before we get you on your way. A couple of early start times aside from Bowie and Richmond. Reading took on Altoona as the Fightins hosted the Curve, and they get a big win to stop Altoona's 4 wins in their last 5 games. 6 in the bottom of the 4th, 4 in the bottom of the 7th for the Fightins in their 11-5 victory over Altoona. Elsewhere in Binghamton, the Rumble Ponies up 7-5 on the Akron Rubber Ducks, who currently sit second place in the Southwest Divisions. Binghamton 5 in the bottom of the 6th to take the lead. It's a wild back-and-forth game. Akron scored 4 in the top half of the 7th. It's 7-5 as they get ready to head to the 9th inning in that one. Elsewhere, around the Orioles system, of course, the Orioles play tonight, 6:35 first pitch against the Red Sox. The O's are going for their 8th straight win, so certainly happy times towards the top of that Orioles system in the Major League ranks, and also a couple minor league players of the week to tell you about. In AAA, Colton Cowser, a fellow Bay Sox from last season for the Norfolk Tides, has had himself a tremendous week, hitting towards 400. He had 3 home runs, 6 RBIs, and 10 runs scored for AAA Player of the Week honors. And then down in Single-A, Jackson Holliday hit 450 last week for the Delmarva Shorebirds, walked 6 times, drew 6 RBIs, and scored 8 runs. That earned him a promotion to High A Aberdeen yesterday. So Jackson Holliday, just one step away from Bowie. Still plenty of development to be had for last year's number one overall pick, but certainly some more exciting times across the Orioles system. But for right now, in Bowie, the Bay Sox are trying to get back on track as they fall again today, 4th loss in a row. They fall 4-2 to the Richmond Flying Squirrels here. Back with your regular 6:35 start time tomorrow from Prince George's Stadium. We'll have a DCA Imaging Systems pregame at 6:15. And then Matt Sabatis and I will be ready to guide you through Bowie and Richmond as they get started for the second of their 6-game set and the second of 12 games in a row at home for the Bay Sox. But that'll do it for our coverage here from Prince George's Stadium. We hope you enjoyed joining us on your lunch break, your brunch, whatever you were doing here on this early morning, late morning, early afternoon affair. But for now, once again, our final, Richmond 4, Bowie 2. We thank you for listening to this presentation of Bay Sox Baseball.
This broadcast of Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV has been brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Valner Legal Services, and Bally's. Join us next time for Bay Sox Baseball exclusively on Capital Gold WNAV Annapolis.